Nandru denche dawa yanda wazobi sanje che kumorun bache la da jibye changgabar jawa nyambe samba chanju chodo tu che bada che de sembar sho kanji sambar chawye che chenba ne chanju simbe che balan jubye shun tenyi shoha che bala leo chu yubi nane leo guba shiroge leo de la yanda gombe nyams lensu ki ko de che da gombe nyams lensu la yang kansa ki dame da gomtsu dan che dame gomtsu nyi yubi nane da che dame gomtsur che Chöki dami gonsu de da zo trimba nyesha shi goni da chöki dami gongo ura. Dinani da tambo lü trimba nyesha de gomsu kondo shi sumba che. Da nyimba tsoa trimba nyesha gomsu. Tsoa trimba nyesha gomsu la yana da tsoi gi ngo la taba tang. Tsoi ju la taba, tsoi ndrebu la taba, tsoa po la taba sita shi goni ma shi yung da. Da dinani tambo tsoi ngo siya de da dewa tang dunga da di tsoi gi ngo cha de gara. अनि देवा द दुङा सेले छ त देम्बर टु बन्दा वयरे मारे छन् नि त रिबे चेबा छिन् द अनि चेबा छिन् द त सोवा देवा द दुङा से छ खाया रंसिन छ मन्दु बा ओदि ला त छोइ ngola ता बा छ त निबा छो छोइ जुला ता बा छ त छोइ जुदि खरे छरे वर्स न नि युदा ओम बो शेबा सुन छो ने रेबा से छ जे गोरा मन्जु तें दे ना चुनि न न मारिन द जे नासि मिजु चेंचे अनि रेबा से चेंचे टु Latene dini rebas nici. Rebas dita kandar tuteci cegur. Rebas na yanda ta tuba dinila. Odi reba de latene da soa cegura. Odi dik reba dita yan demba tuba yure mares. Soik jude kares na reba. Reba de chadura. Odi dita reba de yure mares udita yumares. Jumsen karasana. Manzogi pena ombo dan suni parula reba dini yuresena. Reba yumares. Ombo da suni tute yure mares. Ini trigre marasya de reba dan treba ni tanda cipar labe res shengda di res sena yang trigre tu sena yang trigre tre sena yang trigre odi cipar ada di ini pena ombo da suni parula ani tre yang dua minggu sedi ni tre yang tre yang marasya tu ni ta kacang ceba si cesa odi kita so ombo dan da suki parula treba yang mece ta di ni ma karesya gur sedi Mazogi Sheba Yora Nanshe Nanshe de Danda Yudini Ni Cheva Yore Mares that Dini Ma Cheba Chingda. And in Nanshe da Ombuni Yula Tan Cheba Zany Mebaina, then in Soa Seji Zany Demba Chuba Mindo Kainsna, Soa Demba Chuba Yuna, Ranki Judy, and Yogora. Ju Reba de Ta Reba Sia de Ta Yomares. Oh, this year in the Daddy Soy Jula Taba de Gita Tredenda Wachi. Trends na da kashi ya shoes mbachi digi trend of the ni dering ma shoes che
listen with the motivation of bodhicitta thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents so with a wish desire to lead all of them to a state of complete liberation a state of complete enlightenment the text we're studying the bodhicitta avatar is presented in 10th chapter and in chapter 9 the chapter on wisdom within that we came to the section on the meditation on emptiness and there's first the meditation on the on the identitylessness of the individual and then on the identitylessness of phenomena. So we are now in the section of the identitylessness of phenomena. And this is approached by means of the four applications of mindfulness. So first the application of mindfulness to the body, then to the feelings, then to the mind, and to phenomena. And so we're now in the second, that is the examination of the feelings or the application of mindfulness to the feeling. And first, we saw the close application of mindfulness to the feeling themselves. And so, is try to see what the feelings are, whether what is it really that are the feeling? Do they really exist or not? And so we came to see that actually the feelings themselves, feelings of pleasure, feelings of pain, are not truly established. Do not really exist. And so they act as an antidote to the attachment, the clinging, to the feelings. And then there's a second examination, that is the examination of the cause of the feelings, and that is basically the feelings come about due to we say usually of the meeting of there's those three elements of the consciousness, of the faculty and of the object, and when these three meet, when there is contact, then sensations come about. So, as you know, so within the contact refers to this contact in the in the 12 links of interdependent origination, and the first is ignorance, then the formations, the consciousness, the name and form, then the sources, and then the contact. So contact takes place, and then on the basis of the contact, then come the sensation. So this is the way that we usually explain and usually understand this. Yet here, if we are to investigate a little bit further and try to see what is it that this what is this contact that is the cause of sensation, on the basis of which all sensations come about and all the experience of suffering come about and so on, then we come to see also that this contact is not it does not exist, it cannot take place actually. So when through the investigation that we conducted and seeing how the object and the faculty could meet, then we see that there's no the contact actually is not possible. So we are in this explanation of the examination of the cause of the feelings, and we covered a bit of this explanation. We still have a little bit more.
That nganzo ge tsoyi ge jo reba che reba se de ta gandar ji yu dan ji umbo da ni sheba som tso ne tsun dui zna ira da di tso yun de la de ne reba se ni ji yung yes reba de la de ne de ne tso wa che ge yes de ta nganzo ge reba se ya de tu mar jun zen gar sna ga si reba se wa de yo na umbo da da su ni paro la de ne di ni ki paro la re gu ya na su da umbo ni re gu ya na di ni paro la tong ba yo re ya na tong ba yo mar es tongba yewa ina ne, dini chegu yo maris, regu yo maris, kanyisa no pe na shagi re da nuk re ni paru la tongba yewa, dini chegu mindo. Kasi dini paru la tongba me na, dini jing nangshin charo gores. Kanyisa no di paru la tongba zanyi me ra. Tongba me su na jing nangshin, nga zo laba dinde che di paru tongba yo maris chende gara, ina ya di paru tongba yewa kanda. Tongba mewa ina, dini jing nangno lo paan zuyo nangshin chene, o dinde charo gores. Di ta zo ombo rāba tāna sū rāba tā sōla chēng tā. Dīnā shīn kāsī tā dīnē rāba dīnē tūrē chēwa yīnā yā, dīn kī chīpū rē mātō tā jalo nī tā chēk yō mā rā sēne, o dīnē kī chēwa chēsāng. Dīnē mā chēne dūntēng kī pātō, dūntēng chūn chūn tū sōla tā, nī pātō chēwa chēsāng. Tā dī tō sū kī chāla chēwa chē. Tā dīnī mā nā shē kī chāla chēwa chē yōndī, tā yō tā ombo shēba sōn dī pārā tēn rēba chē sēdī, ombo tā sū nī pārō lā, nī tūrē mī tā. Ine ta dini ma kareshi wara sida nga zo ombo da zuni paru la treba me na ya na she da ane yu zu di zo paru la treba yore ane din treya yu sara treni da dindegi toni da reja siya de reba siya de denpa tuwa yore treni da oda di yu ma rasi dini.
So this contact is basically so usually we say between those three elements of the faculty, the consciousness, and then the object, and when they come together, then we say there is contact. But then, if we look then a little bit in the way the for example the object meets with the faculty first, and looking at that, then see there's two options: either there's a space in between the object and the faculty, or either there's no space when there's contact. And if there is a space, empty space in between, then they do not touch each other, there's no contact there. And if they touch each other, then they have to be one, because there's nothing in between. Like when we have two hands touching, you know, actually there's some space in between. It's not like they're really completely without any space. If there's absolutely nothing in between, that means that there's one thing. And also the other aspect is that when the faculty and the object are touching, it's just one side of the faculty that touches one side of the of the object. Like when the two hands are touching, the back of the hands are not touching, it's just the palms. So it's not the whole hand that is touching, the whole object that is touching actually. And so so we see in this way that, for example, we took the example of the forms of the kind of physical contact in order to apply that, but that is the same. So whenever there can't be any contact between the faculty and the object, and they cannot really meet. And some people then accept that okay, well, there can't be contact between the faculty and the object, but then it's because there's actually contact between the consciousness and the object, so that's why there's. But this is what we're going to see now.
That nam she dan yuni te maybe junsen karasana na she de ko dud tuwa mara zus tuwa kan yu mara zus tuwa medeta zus madu bi ge che de da ani zuni la thure yarasana yu mara junsen karasana dile thure che yala ni che zu yin go ra pe na ta nang ka na she che nang ka da nga su ge la ba ni ani dile chi ni che ya yore thuya yarasana thuya mi da dina shin da mashang ge pudan ani che ya yarasana che ya yu mara o jumsen de la tene da sheba de la su yo mare sheba de la su me bi jumsen la tene ne yu su da tro da sheba ni de le sa ni kuron tre sig mare se de ne te la ni cha zu yin go re se ani zu me shin do ka si de la tre cho go na de ne nga so la ba da nan ka ni ya ani mi tre bi jumsen ka yo mare se
but the problem is that with that is that the object is something that is physical, that has a physical form, whereas the mind is something that is incorporeal, doesn't have a physical form, so they cannot meet. It's a little bit like the hand meeting with space, or try to meet with the child of a barren woman. Those do not have any kind of a substantial existence. Something substantial cannot meet with those unsubstantial things. So it's the same with the mind. Mind being unsubstantial, it is impossible to have something physical, unsubstantial, to meet with them.
That dini ma ya karila wala sida. That dini gin chene chik reba dini mindu sida. Chene chik reya dini ombo la ya mindu dina shingi sheba la ya da yuda ni chene reba dini mindu sida. Yena ya da yuda ombo sheba sonde ani tsuya do yores lindun diya. Nyamdun tsuya dini do yore tinga. Tadi tsuya yores na dini dila dini ya chik reba che reba la dini tsuwa che gre tinga gara tadi. Odi indi da dini ki tsuba seya che kanya tuguyo marasi. Junsei karasana kason laba seya de dini dini ki chik nzumbo dizo mambo tsuya dila laba sita gwera mato. Shen tsuba seya chik nzugu re ne pa mayimbi ke ne tsuba seya chik denba tuwa yore sena. Yoy marasi nam kason jeba mambo che san. Odi indi yon she san tsu seya di san ya.
But even so, given that there is no meeting or touching, surely there must be some sort of convergence of objects and power and consciousness, meaning that there's a contact that occurs when those three elements come together, when the faculty, the consciousness, and the object come together. Then on the basis of this kind of gathering of those three elements, then there's a contact that occurs there, and that is why we can have those sensations. But then, this gathering is just an imputation on the basis of different elements, and so we had, the discussion already with the hand, and say it's just a group of fingers and the palms and the back of the hand, and so all these different elements, then we just impute on the basis of different elements something. So this the hand, and likewise this gathering of the of those three elements of a consciousness, faculty, and an object. This gathering do not have any inherent existence. It's just what we call the contact. There is the gathering of those three elements. It's just is but an imputation on the basis of those three elements, just as the hand is just an imputation on the basis of the fingers and the different parts of the hand.
That ju reba se ni chimindo reba se ya chikanya ta jin cheba chimindo. Di madu swai na dene reba chwa se ya de karel teni yugeres kanya chwa imares. Di ne ta chwa se ya de kanda ranshin chimadu ba. Soa said the Demba Maduba Hendo. Then the Demba Maduba Yina, Demba Tuba Kaya Meba Yina, Tiki Chedo, then Lando Chenin, Chikanga Mambo Chagora, or the Karik Ched Chagoras. And the Dissotama da Dewa said and Dunga said Kaya Tuba Yomare, and the Dissotama Jumiki, and is Tunonda within it. Sink it that Tunonda was Chadores. Mado Tuna, Soa Dewa and Dunga said this Kaya, Demba Tuba Yomares.
And therefore, so if there is no contact and acting as a cause, then what kind of feeling is that? That is their result. And so, in this way, we understand that feelings themselves have no existence on the ultimate level. They are not really existent. They are just like this mirage or like a dreamlike kind of illusions. It's just a magical illusion, if you want. And so, there is no sense in exhausting ourselves in trying to have more pleasures or turning away from pain. So all those efforts that we make because, you know, on account of those sensations of trying to get more pleasurable sensation or avoid more painful sensations are just pointless, because those sensations do not really exist. They are just like, you know, magical illusions. They are just like illusions. So what's the point of, you know, making all those efforts for illusions?
Tā tīñi mā tsōyī kiñ drēbō lā tāpā chē. Tsōyī drēbō gārī chā gārī sīnā sēbā rā, sēbā ān chā bā tā, tsōyā lā tēnī sēbā chē gārā. O tīñi tā tīñi mā gārī chā gārī sīdī, sēnjēn tī tsū tsā mā gā jē lā sēbā tī tā rā, jī bēmē rā wā chē nē, kāntā rāñshū kī chē tēng dā. O tī chē gā yō tī tā, sēbā tī yō bī jūm sēn lā tēnī tā, dī kī jū tī tsōyā gā gā dā, tīñi tsōyā gārī chē nē, nī mē rēs, nī jūm sēn karisana senjen dhuzo dhuki dhula seba dhuwasa odi seba yona dhini dhuki dhu tsuwa ji yogo uresa odi indi ta tsuwa di dhimba tuwa resa dhini ma yanja shim dhuwa.
And now we come to the examination of the result of feelings. The result of feeling is craving, seba craving or also attachment. And so those in all sentient beings, then the craving arise without effort, quite naturally. And the cause, so for craving is the sensation. And so since craving is there, since craving exists, then also its cause must exist as well. So this is another kind of argument for the true existence of the sensations that we're going to address.
Chik reba la teni, tsowa la teni, tseba nrawa teni, jungu yawa chi nongde gara. Yine ya ta tsama kandar mongbi ongi ta tuno chad gara isi. Ma ta tuyen la ta tsowa seya chi ribe che yungde la, ni tsowa seya chi denpa tuwa mindwa. Tsowa ki jula tsano tongwa yina ya, denpa tuwa yomare, dina shing ki tsowa kurong, ta dewa ta dunga kurong ki ngo la chewa yina ya, ni kanya tuwa mindwa. Ta tsowa kurong dili ki ribe che yungde denpa tuwa mena, ni tsoyi ki nrebo, seba seya chi ya, ta dina shing resi.
But then, as we saw, then the those sensations are not truly existent, not truly established, and so in the same way, also the result of those the craving is also not truly existent. It's just that. They are just this experience, this imputation of the mind, and do not have any true existence. So the cause, the craving, do not exist, and so also the sensations do not exist and are not truly existent. And the result also, this craving, this experience in the same way, is not truly existent.
Oh yeah, that thing is ma. Tsua po la tapas. Tsua po se de ta tsua nyongkeng ki kansa chi yang demba tuwan du chine de ta tsua nyongkeng ki kansa. Nyongkengi kaza yina yan tsua ku yugu ura, o di dhugur ta. Karatsana da dini tsua dan tsua nyongkeng kaza saya chik meba yina, dini ngansu gin tonga dan tueba de ngus ngangdu usi shekura. Junsen karatsana ngansu gin ngus tsua nyongkeng kaza tonga duas. Dina shing kaza tsua nyongkengi kaza dini dini kogi dewa da dunga dini nyongdu sendoni ngansu gin tuyan duas. Odi yin di ta, tsuwa dan tsuwa nyongkeng kansa mena di ni nga tsuki tonga dan tuyoba di kandis yung gara se, odi teg mi ndus ta, di nyinga gandu se.
And so now we come to the examination of the feeling subject, meaning the person who is experiencing those feelings, those sensations. And this, since there is someone who is experiencing feeling, then there must be feelings. This is something that we can observe, that we are that we can see through direct perception, that there are people experiencing feelings, and also the feelings that we can see, the forms that we can see, we can hear the sound, and we can also assess the sensation, the feelings that come from those. And when people also have a particular experiences, that's something that we can hear about it, we can see that people have different experiences. So therefore this is something that is established by direct perception, so it must be existing.
That is only a kason ko no shin ba deso dinege ya thiwak de la lenja sa dine misa yomares 먼저 소소 그 남도 데레스 라이마다 먼저 그 난주인다 데레 초와 주와 요마르세 어 초와면은 데니 초와 용기 그 가장한 정도 통도 되려라 어디네 다 되는다 어디인데 다들 참아 소소 그 남도라 다들 내셔야 되거라 Dila leng karicha warisa di, dini miki su thongwa ta, nawe dra thiwa, ta dina xin liu ki reja sa ta, ta dina wala miki su thongwa ta, liu ki reja nyongwa sa. Dini mato ximindwa, di paru ki dhisa tsama ta, dini ki gogo wala, nawe dra thiwa ta, na ki chiswa ta, dhisa kandar kari yoba yina ya, dunla denpa chuba yoma risa, nawa nanshin ki denpa chuba yoma risa. Yina ya, nawa nanshin denpa chuba mena ya, dini milam ta juma ki nawa nanshin ya, chik denpa marubi ki nawa di, ta gome do shacho risa. ओ दिसो छामाला गाजो रिबे चेबा माजे नाइन तिने किचि नोवा दिसो युंग गरेस दि नोवा दे देनी देंबा माजु बिकि नोरेस जुमा दे मना नशिरेस ओ दि चानी मेसन द यनो सो शेगो यो मारे देने नो दे दे नोवा नशिन गे देंबा टुबा युरेस न ओ दि देंबा टुबा मेसन द दि ता कु तेंदा ओमा दे ता देशे दि जेंग द ओ देले रेस
एंड सो एज वी हैव एक्सप्लेन ऑलरेडी अर्लियर इज दैट ऑल दोस अपीयरेंसेस ऑल दोस फेनोमेना are just imputation of the mind. And so when we were talking about, you know, the things that we see, the things that we hear, and so on, then all those and the contact that happens there, all those are just imputation of the mind. Even though they appear, they are not truly existent. So they're appearing in this way of being like, a, you know, dream-like appearances, like magical illusions, in the sense that they are not truly inherently existent, yet at the same time they appear. So this is something that we already saw, that how all those, all the whole range of sensory experiences, says like sight and sound, smell and so on, all the different objects, and then the contact with them, and the mind is aware of them, and so on, all those different aspects are just imputation of the mind, and are just so appearing, yet at the same time empty.
That is a time I demo to a man, demo madrug in the co, no one in the young door, or dinner, that is so demo madrubic no res, mado demo to a kind of yomaris. That demo to a may be Jumsen Carson and soa dan, soa yonking is senora, dinning cassi, dunyam yore, yana, nunchichin and yungeres, cassi, soa yonking, sensiachi, demo to a yona, yonking sendida, nyoyaki, soa dini, and it to chill and yando yungere, yana, nunchichin yungeres. Kasi tisi chila nyandu yungu yana, dini tsoa nyonyaki tsoa dida nyongengi sende ni konyi paro la ndrewa kanya yomar. Jumsen kasi na dinyam ki chude la ndrewa kanya yomar. Pena da kasi na kondo shenba, bachu ki ngo la ranyi de nyandu che yungde, yini konyi pensi chik ndrewa ndrabo, judan ndrewa ki chik ndrewa ndrabo kanya mindwa. Chik chila kanya pento gu yomar. Odi na shinchene da sende ki kandara dinyam do tsoa dida nyongu yomar.
And so the one who is actually the actual subject of the feeling, the one who is really experiencing the feeling is the mind. And so all those feelings then appear, yet at the same time they are devoid of any true existent, any known existent, and so they are not truly existent in any way whatsoever. And if they were to be truly existent, then we can investigate a little bit and see, for example, if they were truly existent, then when the mind, the subject, then has a sensation, then how is this happening? Is it that the mind is simultaneous with the sensation that it's experiencing, or is it that they come one after the other? And if they are simultaneous, coming at the same time, then a sensation cannot be experienced by the mind, because those two are independent if they come about at the same time, because there's no relation between them. There can't be any relation between those two phenomena which arise at the same time. For the example that we gave the other day is of two, you know, horns on the head of a cow, that they can't influence each other, because they don't have any kind of relation of cause and effect, no relation of influencing or benefiting each other in any way.
다 디냠 가시 여바이나 데 치크로니 파르란 데와데 투 마르시에산 데 시에윤데 다야 디니 카르로레 어 디냠 마레스 이네야 소와 담보체 아니 센데 제레체 고레스 이네야 센 제레체 윤데 데니 소와 단라보 지고 센데 소와 단라보 지 넘버치 제고레스 어디 제윤데 데니 센데 소와 뇽세네 샤고레스 다디 안저시군다
So the people may accept that the fact that actually, so as we explained, that they can't be together, can't have the mind and the sensation at the same time. But then, so the way they explain is that actually the first comes the sensation and then the mind, and then in the mind then arises an aspect similar to the sensation in the mind later. So in the first we have the sensation and then we have the mind in which there's an aspect similar to the sensation. That is how we talk about experiencing sensations.
Badila Karisha was the Gazita Tsua de Nuna Je Nyongeng Sende Jes Cheguena then send the Che Yungila Dick Nyongi Tsua de Ya Debeki San and Rosara. Then Rodita Nus Nyongu Maris. Deba the Tendegres. Chamba San Remado Tako send the Tsua de Nyongu Maris. Jumsen Karsen Kronche de Tsua de Yamara. The Medite Cook Nus Nyongu Maris. Tsua de Namache send the Jes Cheguna. Then send the Tsua de Tengu Mado. Nyongyo manas. Nyona? Tako nyoya mindo, junsen karas, sende che yundi, soa tedu mindo, debi sara yandro sara, then kandes nyongu urs.
But then, if the problem with that is that the sensation is not experienced here, because the sensation is past. When the mind comes about, then the sensation is past, meaning the sensation is not existent, doesn't exist anymore. So since it doesn't exist anymore, that it cannot be experienced. So there's no, even if say that the sensation is experienced, then there's nothing to experience because the sensation doesn't exist anymore. So there's no, it is not possible.
Then deba thendeya dene gandar chik cheba cheba ina zumare sune. Junse garasna thanda yomara kasong aso kare cheba desu sama thirin thengre de ine ya. Ani chik ma ribe mache na do chik yedene solo windo. Kazangi kare, cheva, lega kare chene, sama tanda tene chik, yedebano. Cheva cheva ina melan na shirenda, da, melangi noa deso sama ni sedi, teni tene yorede ina melangi noa deso yoresena, mindoa, zumarenda, odina shichene. Ani nebigi chue deso tene deya dene ganda, cheva cheva ina da, zumares, tenpa chupa kanyo manas.
So there's a we can remember what's you know what was in the past, and for example the you know we have a recollection of what was happening the in the previous days, and if we don't check, then we think that you know it exists and this exists, but actually when checking, there's just like a dream, you know, and then when we can remember also when we wake up from the dream, that we can remember the dream, yet the dream is not, you know, truly existent, doesn't make the dream being truly existent. So that is the same, that we remember, we can remember things, we can remember the sensation, but then it doesn't mean to say that this is it is truly existent.
That jumse dira dene nga zo sem dila debi ki sali yue de dro simba ke sem dike ta tsuwa nyongu resa na nyongu maresa jumse karesa na ko ya nga tsara mewa re tsara ta tanda ki sem dang jik maung pa hini jia ki sem di nge tsuwa nyongu resa na nyongu maresa tanda sem dike tsuwa nyongu mido tanda sem di jia yung di tsuwa de debi sali yue na ni nyongu mido tata ki sali kronda nyan do yue na ni dunyang ki ndriwa de maru di nyongu mido Ini mawon bi kita cawah ini cek gaya dini nyomar jenseng kerana tanda cani ya tanda nyonya kita saja leh mara. Odi nasi cene ta mawon bi sendiri ya nyomar jenseng kerana mawon bi sendiri tanda cani korang cubi mara. Odi ini ta de mawon ke sendiri ya ta kanda cawah de kanda cek bayi naya nyom ini cawah de nyom tu gaya mara.
So and in the same way than that we've seen that the mind cannot experience the sensation that has ceased because it doesn't exist anymore. Also in the future, then sensation, if sensations were to arise after the mind, then also they won't be experienced by the mind because the mind, the sensation doesn't exist yet because it is to come. So in the present, doesn't exist. So we saw that in this way, so the mind then cannot experience the sensation actually whatever at any time, because it never experiences sensation, because if the sensation were past, then the past sensation, the mind cannot experience them, because at the time of the mind there is nothing to experience, there is no object for it. Then if it is present, if the sensation is present at the same time of the mind, then they can't, influence each other, and so the mind also do not experience this particular sensation. And in the same way also in the future, so for the same reason that we said that the present mind cannot experience the past sensation, is that the future sensation also is yet to come, does not exist yet at the moment of the mind, so the present mind cannot experience this future sensation.
That's why nyonggi ki sende, tisungi sende kangi ya nyonggi mido, tati na hi nyonggi ki tsoa deyandi ne rari, deba ki sala yandro simba ki tsoa di ne, jemba tsangre mado nyonggi mido. Tandagi tsuadini, shebatan, dunyam yobaina, ko dini reotu mara nyomara siasan. Ta maomba shini chegoyagi tsuadini, tanda kronzani truyamara, odini, nyomaras.
So we see in this way that this mind is supposed to be the one who is experiencing the sensations, never experienced the sensations with this conducting this analysis on the basis of the three times, and seeing that when the sensations are past, and it's just a recollection of some sensation, but then it's not experiencing the sensation. If they are present together, then they can't be any influencing one another, and so therefore there's no experience of the sensation by the mind. And then in the future, since the sensation does not exist yet, then it can't be experienced also.
So what Kronogi Kron Yong was, and then Yong Maris, Kazan Kondong, so Rari Sedita, Chikasan, Rank Ranji by Inandini, Radigi, Ranki Sog, Ranchebalas, or Dinik, Tiba Tonsa, or Dinanches. Then Kronogi Kron Manyoni, Kroni, Jimbiki, Shebachi, Yongu, and Yan Tumi Chalores, Kazan Kontansa, Penna Rari Sedi, Ranki Ran, Maripa, any Shendachi Riguina, Yan Dian Rinkin Shendachi Gur, Yan Dian Rinkin Shendachi Gurs, or the Nichedita. To me, the channel is yes, and then I chigwa is that. So, a rank ran yo inani, Rari Kabana shingi, ran a ranche bangagres. Rank ran manioni, any soa de, sheba shenta chicken yongu yena, then a soa deje, sheba shenta chicken denyo, din yongu yena, yan din yonkin sheba shenta chigora. Yan din somba de la yan, sheba chicken yonkin, the little chin, soa chicken yonkin, sheba tanikora, to me, pa, tatsani tuba meva den, then channel is. Odin, that is okay.
And also, so the sensation then cannot experience itself. So we think that, you know, it is not the mind that is experiencing the sensation, so maybe that it's the sensation that experiences itself. But as we saw the other day, also self-awareness has been refuted, and so since there is no it is not possible, for example, for, you know, a sword to cut itself, and so for this kind of reasoning, so it is not also possible for the sensation to experience itself. And if it's, but then also if it's another kind of a consciousness or another subject that would experience the sensation, then you would fall into this infinite kind of regression, where if you have another kind of consciousness experiencing the sensation, and then you need to have another consciousness that experiences the experience of the sensation and that knows about it, and so on and so on. So there would be infinite regression.
No, they were. What did Latin and the Nichi Sosogi, Soa, Seada, and Yongin, the sense in the which Denver to wonder when Zindedi, then it didn't Zimbartane, Dungan Jungu, where a mother, Tiana Dunga Seaji, Kayamaduva, Soa Seaji, Kayamaduva, Dinides, and then Soa Ranjing to my mana, and did Soa the Karichin and Neva Yungres. Tienda, Tunga Tola Sanadona, Penu Kaya Cheguimas, Junzen Karasanako, Ranjing it Sani Maduara, Sani Maduva. In a yada, the Tengu tola dine yine yanda, di mongbi onge, di nilu di dine yinba hama wune, dine mongbi onge da jik soa da nyongkin dine yore, trini jik denban rabo jik zindir yu dine, dila dine dungan rabo jik nyongde yore esu. Ta menam ta juma nashin chen.
And so, it is, if we consider those sensations and the different phenomena to be truly existent, then we see that this is not possible. We can't have truly existent sensations. And it is because basically those aggregates, all those aggregates, the sensations, the forms, and so on, are not truly existent. They do not have any inherent existence. And it is because of grasping at their true existence, thinking that they have true existence and grasping at that, then that all the suffering come from. But then all the sensations themselves and do not really exist, do not have any true existence, any inherent existence. And so it is just when looking at them and then not understanding that actually they are totally devoid of any inherent existence, and so that we suffer, and because of not understanding basically the true nature of phenomena.
That the nima somba sentemba nyesha gonzo che. That sentemba nyesha gonzo la sen ranshi meba temba tan sen chewa meba temba siyoda. Ranshi meba se de ngazo ke sen siya de chigi yoban rabo tsongda. Ina ya ribe cheba cheba ina tini sen de chilo suda tiro ki ten tundu ya na nangke ombo. Kasi na ombi ki ten tundu. Yana ombo da yuk ke paru dhilan du sen dhani cheba cheba ina ngi chilo suda tiro ki tendo yan yoba tontu ku yomare nangi ombo dhiso ki tendo yoba yan tontu ku mare dini paru la yan parna yan ngi kanyan tongu mida odi indi jumsen tere dhani sen rajin me bas sen cheba me bas dhidi ni ko sen de da yu nga zo yu suda tiro dhigi ngi na chegore yana jele chegore so dhine cheba che yundi yan kanyan maru wa tengu da odi ni ngi nani ta tambo
And so now we come to the third application of mindfulness, that is the application of mindfulness to the mind. And in that there are two discussions. Is the fact that the mind is without inherent existence and the mind is inborn. So first we are looking at the mind itself and what it is, and seeing that this mind is, even though we think that the mind exists, and if we investigate a little bit, then we find that it is devoid of inherent existence, because there's nowhere where we can find the mind, whether you know inside the body, whether outside the body, or somewhere in between. And the second is about the mind being unborn, and so I try to investigate a little bit where the mind comes from, and so its origin, and in that also we'll see that the mind is unoriginated.
That sense ya din chi ngaso chingra me da din ten den gin da sense che gra da this sense de chi ribe che ba che ne chi se wa ina ne ye ma re su jun sen kar sa na no la ta om bo thu ya ra mi gong bo ne li gong bi pa da om bo thu bo de so ke om bo thu bo ge ten la ga wa ga wan du che ba che wa ina ka ye ng ma re pe na mi gong bo ge ten do re ne she ban du ye sen den che ba che wa ina ne ng ma re de ga na sing ge ta na yong bo de zo cha ma chi ba ra ta om bi ge ten do me ne ba na sing chelo su gi ten do ngazo gi sheba ten do dai ten do din de cheba chema yin na khaya nyig mara ta din ni manye ro de din gi paru la bar de la ani ngazo sheba de yore sa na de yang khaya nyig nye ya bin da o din de de ta sem se ya de yang ran shi maru wa din de res.
And so the mind, what we call the mind, is you know all those, basically all those thoughts that we have, and all those kind of this thinking process and all those thoughts. So basically this is the mind. And when we try to find it, then there's nothing that we manage to find and to point like this is the mind. And if we look, for example, in so the mind usually we say arises on the basis of the six faculties. So based on the six faculties, the eye faculty, ear faculty, and so on, then we have the eye consciousness, ear consciousness arising. But then when we try to find this consciousness that arises on the basis of the faculty, for example, where is this eye faculty that arises this eye consciousness that arises on the basis of this eye faculty, then we cannot find it. And the same with the ear faculty and the ear consciousness and so on. And so so we can't find them on the basis of the faculties. And if we look then at the object and try to find maybe the mind on the basis of the, for example, the visual forms, then we cannot find also this visual consciousness on the basis of the visual form there. So we can't find the consciousness also so outside on the basis of the object, we cannot find inside on the basis of the faculties, and we cannot find it also in somewhere in between that would be, you know, between the inside and outside, between the...
Koba nano de la chima de la chic senores and then kind of yumaris. The gana chinga that chilogechi, lava dan, comba dan, gondra with the sogitendra, senores and this sendi yumaris. That the sole hin big church and I chigitendra, young sensiachi, then but to a yoresan. This is shandak tendra to a yumaris.
And so the mind can't be located anywhere if we look inside the body and inside, for example, the torso or inside the limbs and the hand, the legs and so on. Then we can't find the mind, and there's nowhere in the body where we can find it.
That lüdi tegaran sen revesena lüdi yan tegaran sen mare kanisena nganzo ta shilo de ko lüdi tegaran lading do ine sheba de tidi ta tigmun do kala tegaran shin ge ta lüdi dile shen du chibe ge chilo la chi ngobo shin da chi sen revesena de ya mare s ta lüdi ma yin bi ge chilo la ngobo shin da chi ani sin ba kan ya ye dong da
So the body itself is not the mind, because when the body when we die, then the body stays behind, and where the body kind of come to cease, where the consciousness continues, and so they're separate. So the mind is not the body.
That mancha ki nganzo kare tyo wa se de sem sia de subo de chanson na ma tin de banan shi sama ngon ni jubo de bachi shu de nyen ro de ni chen de ora o de ne yore sun de ne yo ma le sun ta de yo sun na ko lu de ni pa ye de de nyen ro shi cha go ora o de ni ta de de ne ke ya tu ba yo ma le sun de na shi ta lu le chi yen de sem sia chi tu ba yo ma le sun ni ta de tu ba me de kan da Sengen samai, ni rajin ki nyangen le deva siyang da. Rajin ki nyangen le deva siyang da, sen de dine cheba cheyong de, kangi tendo ya maruwa, ye ne denba maruwa, ye ne rajin ki maruwa renda. Ode le, ni rajin ki nyangen le deva si.
And so often what we think is that the body is, or the mind is basically mingled, merged with the whole body. That is not the case, because they can have no independent existence, and so And so they couldn't have any independent existence from one another if the mind were completely merged with the body. It means they would be one. They would be the same thing. And this is not the case. And so the says that the says that. And so the it says beings by their nature are beyond the reach of suffering, or beyond the reach of suffering is its expression nyangen le depa, so that is nirvana. So the mind could also be understood like the mind is nirvana, because basically the mind is primordially unborn and devoid of any inherent existence, and so because of that, then it is primordially beyond any kind of suffering.
Da kunjo tseba nano la dena jipa sunda sende nano la yomare chilo la yomare ani chik zu da da chi ombo ni niga la ya ani sense ya chi kan ya tong tong yomare se nega nan shinge da sanje ge yesu na ma su ne sende da sanje ge ya sigi yomare se debi ki sanje de debi ki kop se ya sigi yomare danda ya sigi yomare ma ombo na ya da sense ya chi demba tu ba kan ya sanje de so sigi yomare se tanda chidangi nga zo sen zik marisayate sen seya chi chi lo dan nanon ki ten to la chi trude nye denpa trude nye chi sanjek zik arasana o di zik marisay mato yan chi denpa madru pa ta chi minam ta juma na shingi chi nga zo ten de ya dido sanjek mizik se sungu yo mara ina ya ta chinong ki paru la ribe che yun di la dine sen di dire se de nye chi nga zo ribe che yun di tong me da dina shing sanjek ya o di ne chine sen seya chi denpa tuwa kanya zik yo marisay.
And it is the same thing that's said in the Ratnakuta Sutra. It says that the mind is not within, the mind is not without, neither is it both. You cannot point it, point to it. So when trying to find the mind, so cannot find it in the forms, in the kind of external forms. We can't find it with the faculties. And so there's nowhere where we could find the mind, nor in the with the outside outer objects, nor within, nor in between. And later also the Buddha said to Kashyapa that even all the Buddhas have never seen it, the mind. They do not see it, and they never shall. So that the saying that this mind that even the Buddha don't see it. So we're not saying that this kind of mind that we have on the relative level, the Buddha do not see it. But then when we try to find the mind, what is really the mind, and this in the way that it exists, and even the Buddha cannot see it, because it doesn't really exist, it's not truly existent. And so that is why it says that even though the Buddhas have never seen it, they do not see it, and they never shall.
That did not say only Sena Simanji, the Sinkiranshi, West of us, you know. That did Kazong and Tejajaimba, Sinkiranshi, West of us, you tōngba tāng tōngwa tā tōngba sidi sēngi ngō sēnsi ya chī rāngshīn chī dēmba chūwa mīdō o dī lā nī tōngbī kī chā chī sābī kī chā dī lā tā wē sāwa sāyā dī tō nī chēmba tāng tsēwa dīndī kī rāngshīn chā gu rā sī chēng bā tā sēngi ngō dī tōngba tāng nī chēmba tāng tsēwī kī rāngshīn rā yīnā yā tā dī yīnā yā lōpūr tō tā ngā sō nyōmō tā sō kī dīm rā dī nī dī kī chī sēngi rāngshīn kā yīn bā tā ngā sō kī jū lā yā mīngu yō mārā, dī mīngu mē dē tēne nīma dē tīngi dība nā shīn chēne tā dē sō kē ngō ngū nē dē dīb nē tēne chīk shiandā rā wā chīk sō nēne chēne tō nī chā dē wā rā wā dē lā tēne tā trūpā sī tēne shē wā tā tēne sēng nā sēn mā jī dē sēng kī rā jī wē sā wā sā yā dē anī tōng bā tā sā chā chēn sī nī wī kī rā shīn tēne chā gu rā sī.
So that's why in the Prajnaparamita Sutra in 8,000 verses it says that the mind is devoid of mind, for the nature of mind is clear light. So this famous quotation that explains how the mind actually is devoid of mind, meaning that the mind is devoid of any inherent existence. And that at the same time, then the mind is clear light, so it has this cognition, this clarity kind of aspect to it. And so this is what was explained, that even though it has those this clarity aspect, this nature, is clear, cognizant nature, then also at the same time its essence is empty. So that's why it said the mind is devoid of mind. The nature of mind is clear light, and it is so clear light referring to this to those aspects of wisdom, of love, of power.
Tā kāsī ngūn lā sēn tē tūwā yā sā nā tēne ngā zō kī shēpa tē yū mē bī kī ngūn lā shēpa tē yō nā nā tē shēpa tē kārēl tēne chē gu rā sā shēpa sā tē yū tēne shī lā tēne chē gu rā yū tē tsañi mē nā shēpa chē mē tō pē nā ngā zō rībōng kī rā sā yā chī yū rībōng kī rā mē rā rībōng kī rā mē nā dē tō bī kī nē dē tōng yī kī dē lā tēne ngā zō shēpa kāñi chē gu mē tō rībōng kī rā nzīn sā yā rā rībōng rā thwaya ki sheba chek me da. Tene chik baju ki ngola ra yo pa imbi jumsen la tene tene, manso dila tene ra den thwaya ki ene mi she de chek da. O tene yu kron zura tero digi hen la sheba de yoyos na, ne sheba de chesa zanyi yo mare, chesa me de da sheba de chuk mares.
And we come to see how the mind arises now. And so say, if the mind, for example, visual consciousness, exists prior to its object of cognition, so in this case a visible form, in respect to of what object is this consciousness produced? So if the consciousness is there before the object, so the object is not there, so then how can the cognition then take place? It is like an example of this object that doesn't exist yet is like the horn of a rabbit. It's something that doesn't exist. And so how can there be a cognition of the horns of the rabbit when there's not the object, the horns of the rabbit, to be cognized? It is not possible. It is not possible for this cognition to arise. So that's the same. If the cognition is present before the object, then there's no object to be known. There's no object to be cognized, so there can't be any cognition.
That sheba dida yuzura tiro tiso nyamdele chegwe resna nyamdu chegwe marase nyamdu che swayi na dine ko pen kanyi togu yo marase yuzura tiro dagi sheba che wala pen kanyi togu marase jumzen karasna zura tiro kron truba tan sheba truba nyi tizu chila nyamdu kiyung da tizu chila kiyung dita pacho di yu digi yang kanda sheba dila chi kron sheba che wala kanyan pen togu mida kron truba tan nyamdu la sheba di drumdong da o dindi
And if the cognition were simultaneous with the object, also that wouldn't work, because if they were coming together, then they couldn't influence each other. Like the object, if the object were is present, then it has nothing to do with the arisal of the consciousness. It does not influence the arisal, the coming of the consciousness, so it cannot influence the consciousness. So that is because if they are present at the same time, and so the object is not present before when the consciousness arises, and so cannot influence the arisal of the consciousness. And so in this way, also when simultaneous, also then there can't be a cognition when the consciousness and the object are simultaneous.
That zuda jiro yu zuda jiro ki jinsu la sheba de ani jini che guya se lawa ina ta diyan thik maris junzen karas na sheba che yundi la ani sheba ki yu de deba la yandro sara thedi yu de su yamare yu medi ta diki sheba de gare la tene yu khandinda wuchi la mi ne che guya res Kogi yudhi yan deva lan rotsara, kuron chen yundi yu yu mara, o dini ta diyan yu mara.
Okay. And so, and in the same way also, if we have And also, so if the consciousness then comes after the object, also then that doesn't work, because then the object doesn't exist anymore when the consciousness is there. So how can there be a cognition of that particular object to take place? And so it doesn't work also because this object doesn't exist anymore, and so there is in the same way a cognition of something that is non-existent.
That kasi ya debi ke salen. Rōs simba ki ngōpo de tanda yōre mārēs. Tanda yō nani, tini ngōpo de yān debi sāla ngā yō mārē, tanda yō dhiri dunyam chūde gārēs. Tī dunyam dhiki pēntō gōmidā. Tā mē, tanda debi ki sāla yō dhiri, tanda mē bā yīna, tini kō mē bā rēs. Mē yīshintō kāsī dhiri chē chō gōyana, tini sābēn mē gā tsī rōdi, tā sābēn dhiri mē bā chā rōrā. O dhila tini nyūgu chē gārēs. yinanshin ribon ki rala tene nga tsu mishie chaya yores. Ani chaya mendoas, junzen karsana diso ku kuron yu kuron mebi junzen ras.
And so it is, so this object in the, that is, if the object is in the past and the consciousness in the present, then this object then can influence the consciousness. The consciousness cannot cognize, there can't be any cognition of that particular object because this object doesn't exist anymore. It is, then we would have, you know, something non-existing being able to cause something, to cause a cognition. And so that would be, you know, like a seed that has been burnt, you know, so it doesn't exist anymore. And but yet still could give rise to a sprout. So that would be the same kind of a situation here, where you have a cause that doesn't exist and that gives rise to a particular reason.
Oh yeah, that thing you might chat in Banyaja. Chat in Banyaja, that chat in Banyaja, more than that, that's so much in Ninda. That didn't know you don't know the much.
And now we come to the close mindfulness or the. Close mindfulness of phenomena, and in that there's two sections: the actual close mindfulness of phenomena, and then refutations of some objections.
That the kind of like Jaba Mambo Chess one, do you check it? Chew down, then do much check it? Chew it, yeah, Jig. And so we that chew in the Mambo era, Jujang it, Latin, chewing it, chew the la, do you check it? Chess, Jujang, a matation to get. Odiso Kangi Cheva Chevainaya, and in Cheva Sechi, Chukarina, Cheva Sechi, Tuayamaras. Then in Cheva Maduna, Nebatan, Gaba Seatus, Yamaras, Odinita, Monsu Shironimbogi and Gola, and Gaba Meva, Chemeva, Cheva Meva, Tameva, Momeva, and Domeva, Tadi to mean Tenchimi, Shimda, Odig, Tunda de Tigaran Chavaras.
And so the close mindfulness of phenomena. So when we talk about phenomena, then we have many different types of phenomena, and basically come down to those two categories of the compounded phenomena and uncompounded. Compounded phenomena are all those who come on the basis of causes and conditions and then arise in this way. And there are also the uncompounded phenomena who do not arise on the basis of causes and conditions, such as, for example, space. Space do not come about on the basis of particular causes and conditions. And so, but all those phenomena, then... If we look a little bit, then we see that they do not come into being before, after, or simultaneously with their cause. So if we look at the cause, and then with the apply a little bit of logic to that, then we see that we can't have the phenomena be there before the cause, or like being at the same time with the cause, now come after the cause. And also another way to approach this is that would be explain a little bit later in the text, is that they do not arise. Also, there's some four types of causes that could, you know, give rise to a particular phenomena. Causes that are, you know, from themselves. So it's the phenomena itself giving rise to itself, or arising from something else, or arising from both, or arising from neither. And also, then if we investigate how they originate in this way, seeing that they are not originated, then if they are without origination, then they can also have no abiding and no cessation. They can't remain and they can't cease because there's nothing that have arisen in the first place. So it is, as it's said, and as we have in the as an introduction to the Heart Sutra, that phenomena have no ending and no origin. They have, they are not nothing and they are not everlasting. They do not come, they do not go, and they are not different, and they are not one.
That means that Zebon Karishi was the data. Chetanji, Yeni, Jewada, Neban, Gabadin, the Trubayumaris, Jenganes on the Tower is shamed. That is a Zebayum. That the leg Chetanji, Yeni, Jenganes on the Tower, Tombanina, Tiny Dembanin, Shed and Tigmidus. Dembanin, Munzo Dembadella, Jewada, Gaba, and Jibayera. oda che danje chenga ne sunda thwai na tene dini yang thing mindus dega nan chi ge tenzi yang thing mindus tenzi se de ta ma gi la che danje ani chewa me ba ten lam be ya ge riba chi ra oda riba de yang tene dusa ma se junse gar sana che danje tene ma do nan de di ma do ba ten lam be je ge riba de yang tene ye ma res ta de yang riba de yang thug mindus tene somba de nan chi thume se shyang da nan chi thume se de ta pe na chi riba chi ge che de sa ma ani demba ma do ba che che yundi ta riba de la lo da riba de la yundi riba khrong ge khrong ranji ge ma do ba de che du ma res ka insa ani ran ri ka ba na shi da sa nang kho ga ra tene khrong ge khrong de ranji ma do ba de che ma to na ta riba shen da chi ge dang bo che dang ji ranji ma do ba ani che ya ge riba de demba ma do ba che ta riba de la ya ya de ya demba ma do ba che ba shen da chi yundi o ta che ba de thu me de cha sa re sen da yi tse ba yung da tene som na ni da dang bo de de ni mi de bi tse bong che.
And so now we come to the refutation of objections. And first is the objection that there can't be two truths, because if all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, all phenomena do not exist, and never a reason, and so on, then that is there's a problem, because in the two truths then we talk about phenomena that are produced, that arise, but then here we say that all phenomena do not arise and are not produced, and so we can't talk about the two truths. And that's the first objection. The second objection is the about the reasonings also, that the a phenomena then can't be accessed by the by reason analysis or the different reasonings with which we try to approach them, and we try to apply to phenomena. This is also something that is not possible, and we see the refutation to that kind of objection. And then the refutation of the objection that analysis must result in a regress, meaning infinite regression. So that is when we analyze phenomena, and then we come to see that so we have this this reasoning, for example, that analyze phenomena, find that phenomena are not truly established. And then you have another reasoning that comes and says that this phenomena they establish, the non-existent phenomena, is also this reasoning there, or this mind there, is also not truly established. And then you have to have another mind that is establishing also the lack of inherent existence of that particular reasoning as well. And so you end up in an infinite regression.
Churongi da chetan ji jiwa dan ne ba ga ba me ba ye ne jenga ne sun da chawa yin xie ge na da de ne ne kunzop se ya de le jiwa yo re ga ba yo re ne ba yo re wo di ni da di kunzop se ya ji min do che chang ma jenga ne sun da chawa yin xie ge da de kunzop se ya ji me ba yin na de ne den dan ya yo ma re su jun zeng ge se ne den dan se ya de kunzop le los ju bi ge den dan se ya ji kan yo ma re kunzop ge che di ran xin ma du ba de la ni den dan xie ge ra. Odinde da kunzo meba ina ko di ranshi ma ruba se ya che yomara tenda mindus da tenda me di demba nyisha mindo demba nyisha me yonde la ani chron uma ba gilo la da demba chi chibure ma da demba nyinde mindus chewa.
So first is the elimination of objection to the two that the two truths are untenable. And so it will be objected that if phenomena never arise or subside, the relative truth, which is itself characterized by origin and cessation, coming and going, collapses. And if the relative truth is not asserted, the old sentiment cannot be retained either. So, what happened to the two truths? And so when we say that all phenomena never arise and so never cease also, so that undermines what we say is the relative truth. So there's no such thing as a relative truth, and if there's no relative truth also, then there's no absolute truth that is kind of defined in opposition to the relative truth.
That de la dini ma uma bagi nengjeng da. That demba ni si nanya chia de duja de so ki chik ya lan lan juya ki che dor da demba ni si ma she she gores ma do. Then denpa shi sanye chik pa ting dus, ane kashe ki denpa nyi san dun pa ting dus. Ine ya, ane sanje kumbo toto de, ta denpa chik sanye chik ya rangin chik tuba min dus, tong min dus. Denpa chik ya rangin ki tuba manto na, denpa shi sanye chik ya, tuba yoras na, tuba yomaras. Ta diki tuenda karishi gudu. Tuenka wongdo cheba ina, ane chue tangji yene tongpa nyi, rangin ki tuba kanya meba, o dende res. Ine ya ta de la tene tene kashige ta denpa shi tan, kashige denpa nyi shi ya de, duja de so ya lan lan juya ki che de ta sungu yoras.
And then to this the Madhyamika replied that actually it must be said that the system of the two truth is explained for a didactic purpose as an entry to the path. So in order to lead, to help sentient beings to enter the path, then we teach the two truth. But then on the ultimate level, at the level of the things themselves, then there is no a division into two truth, because there is, as it says, the only there is only the unconceivable Dhamma Dhatu, the pure suchness, the ultimate nature of things. And so, this is what was written, for example, in the sutra, that it says, there is but one truth, absence of all origin, so that all phenomena are unborn, do not arise. This is the one truth. Yet, at the same time, some people, or in some teachings that we hear, talking about the two truth, talking about the four truth, and so on. But then, actually, we look, the Buddha added that in the essence of enlightenment, not one is found. So why speak of four? So in the essence, of enlightenment, at the level of the ultimate itself, then ultimately there's not even distinction in terms of one. There's not even one truth. So if there's not one, then how can you have four?
That ten tambala denba ni se achi tuwe mare denba chik se achi tuwe mare. Kanera chue tangi yene tomba ni tiriresi. Ine ya tani to. Tene denpa nyi yores. Pena nansu dan nesu sene nyi yungundo ha tanyela. Nesu sede da go ngubi nesu dan tumbige dene tongpa nyi toya dan. Dena shi ngubi nesu dan tumbige chwe de so daba tonya. O dene doa dele tuyandansi. Tene ngubi nesu dan mintunpa chwe dan jela dene denpa nrabun zine. Yoba tonya dan. Dena shi ge da madaba tonya dene yungdo. O dele dene dene kasang ya shiro leo gungo la denpa nyi gochi sheso. Kunzok denpa sidi, ni lo truba yuta cheba. Tendan denpa sidi, ni lo lin debi, masan jeba trawas. O dini nyi shesan. O di ta tani do dini ge, chik dini ki namba dini yores.
And so on the ultimate level, so there's not one truth that would be truly inherently existent. There's not even one truth that has some true inherent existence. And so there can't be two or there can't be four. And so that is on the ultimate level. Yet on the relative level, then that is on the conventional level, then we make this distinction, because there's a distinction in terms on the relative level. There's a distinction between the way things appear and the way they are, their nature. There's a difference between the way they appear and their nature. When we see things in the way they are according to their nature, so that is correspond to the absolute. And when we see them, sometimes that we may see a phenomena in the way that does not accord to their nature, and so we have all sorts of impure appearances manifesting, so that corresponds to the relative level. And so, as we saw at the beginning of the chapter on wisdom, of this chapter on wisdom, then it explains, you know, what the two truth were, and explaining that actually the relative truth is the deluded mind and together with its object, whereas the absolute is what transcends the mind and is beyond words and beyond thoughts.
That de la yan karilo horse de that dinde yinsna kunzo sia ji kuron demba chuba kanye mindo demba chuba mende log pa namdo ge pa so changda kaso na zo komanda la ni pa ba da zangda jin de ge bi geni de la ji ge pe dila dine dewaan rawa tso, jiki dili dunga tso gure esi shesan. Di namdo dike pa sosha gure esi shesan. O dindi, ta kunzo sayaji dindi jika pa namdo lo dike pa sosha gure mado. Deyun kurongu dendo kunzo sayaji denpa maduwa ina, dindi senji kanya nyongene debi kumbo tosa maresi. Jumsen karesina, nga zo senji ngin tade, ta jik sayan rawa dan, senji tsama meba chaya ki, ta jik duzen rawa yomara. Di mendo de ta senji tsama ke jik, meba machana dine lo deya meba changmara lo de meba machana dine lo ge pa namdo de ge pa sha deya ge ji kunzo ge noa chubi ge noa de zo ya da se ya yomaras di mazena dine zuwa dan zimba ge treba chama shiwi ge ne nyangene de be kumbo de ta zani top se za maras pañcha na sañcañ ki tha ma se pa tu ngā zo lo di se ma re lo di ma se ki pa tu lo di ki tini pa toba di ki pa tini chio di zo chang ma pa shang da zong da o di zoya di ta se ma re se di zoya di ma se na di la tini ni zimba di zo che ga re se o di indi zung zing ki trui pa shi yu ki nyang ni di pe kompong di ta za ni top si sa ma re se
ka chi ni di sam chi ni zo se tu ma re
ta sañcañ na tha me se she de go ra Senjena ngazo toma da tama sikura. Senjena ngazo sudu suyini yanda toma yore sikura. Yine tama de jidangi senjena ji wanda chivayina, senjena tama yas. Ganza rereke da wanda chivayina, ganza rereke wanda chivayina sanje kumbo togura. Jidangi da senjena jik changa labuda. Tatsa nime sikura. Odila da riba tongo.
And so... But then when we say that actually the all phenomena, so the all the impure phenomena, as we've explained, are just, you know, imputation of the mind. It's like the mind that makes them. It's not that it's something that they would exist in the object, this kind of impure aspects, but it's just the mind that makes that, imputes that. And so if that is the case, then since there's no end to sentient beings, so there's no end also to their minds, and so there's no end also to the dualistic grasping, and so there's no end also to samsara, which is that would be a state that is beyond this dualistic grasping. So as long as since sentient beings there's no end to sentient beings, so also there's no end to, you know, the mind of sentient beings, and so there's no end to this kind of way of or projecting dualistic projection on the of things. And so therefore there can't be a state, we can't reach the state of the nirvana that is beyond this dualistic clinging of subject and object.
On that dinde ge khandar ta dile uma bag len jang da di yore sung da senji nyang yele de ba dinde yore s junse kar sna ching nga zo kun zo tu bi ge nuan de dinde s ching nuan de ya ji mi che ni nuan de ya de ni so 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 senji so 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 ge nam do ge ba ong ge nuan de ge re s pena trashe da melang ki noa trashe de ko mi nasa yinyen de la ko nong da ta nasa de ka de ma ra ga ba do ka na nong ge de na shim lam de ya ni ma se ga ba do ko melang ki noa de yong da o de na shi re sta de de a kun zo chu bi ge noa de zo senje ra na so zo ge ta nam to ge ba tre ba la de ne de ni nong ge re sa
So but the answer is that this those kind of conceptual elaboration is kind of impure way of seeing, that is to see a phenomena, then for sentient beings, all those relative phenomena, it is for each individual sentient beings. So each individual sentient beings has this kind of way of perceiving in this way impurely phenomena. And so it is the same as someone who would have, some kind of optical illusions, have this, sickness, the trashe, they call that, where you see some kind of things in front of your eyes. But then when you're cured from that, then, this is removed.
Well, that day in the, penara, tanda sunzing ki chik, koi ke, kunzo ki noa ching doa. O de noa de, nyangin in debi ke, komo to, doge kanza de la ta, de noa de, yungu yamares. Dende tapya na zunzin ki tuyoba, me shanda chi le zunzin ki tuyoba ke chik nongwa de yoba ina, ya di mayin bi me shanda chi nyangele debi kompo mito bi jumsen kanyo maras. Dena shingi chik zunzin ki tuyoba tsama chogi yinsu shine, ini sanje kompo tondo de ya, senje tsama ya zunzin de trago yoras na, di trago yo maras. Jumsen tela tene ta, soso la kare nongwa yo na, di soso ke, nando tela tene dini pa, chik milana shingi ne. Non de bare ma to deng to la da ne ne no de kan chu bai ma res de de ta so so gi chi lan lan be zhen che so yin na ni ran ran so so gi chu bi no de se ne de nyang ne de no da ma to chi nyang ne de lo de cha ma gi chi chu bi gi no de zhen ro ya ta chi la chu bi no ya na de ne su kan ya ya chi chu no se me ba de re res ne de ma res
and So the those perceptions, those kind of dualistic perceptions, impure perceptions of phenomena, do not appear to someone who has passed beyond suffering. someone who has eliminated this kind of a dualistic perception, who is passed into nirvana, so those would not arise to him. And so that is, so this being so, it says that it is not because others have dualistic conception that one cannot go beyond suffering. So it is not because, you know, others have this kind of impure perception, this kind of seeing things wrongly, then oneself cannot eliminate that kind of a dualistic perception. And also it is not because when someone attain this state of non-duality between the so without the duality of subject and object, then everybody reach this state also at the same time.
But because it is said in the scriptures, how can we accept that there is a difference between the way things appear and the way they are? Isn't the way things appear the only way we have to know them?
The only way we have to know them?
Yeah. We can only know them by the way they appear. And we just know that they are not, or there is a difference between the way they appear and the way they are, because it is said in the scriptures. Or is there an experience of this difference possible?
Kewa yoris te shi do yin yang tang ma su ki chu ki niluk ten kanda yin yunmen ten yang takchi chi yatis kalega wo yoris ta yang nga su ngane ta chu ki nongwa chikbo ten nga su haku ten karza haku goris kansa la chu ki niluk ta nga su haku tu ma res chu ki niluk ten nga su ten shiya ki ten lungi soe yore mato teni dili shenba teni lo su shumu nga su kandash teni chugi nilu kandash chugi teni nga su te shumu nala teni deshi yore mato teni nga su ge ya digi chugi nilu shiya ge tabda wa teni kawaya shiya ge tabda wa teni yore wes
diro da tanda riba deza tsama nga su chue dami teni beba dan kanza dami teni beba su kanza dan chue siya deza to denba tuwa yo mara yasi maybe ki jumtse mabu shikeng da ta deza tsama re de chugi nilu to yek to dere ta dine ki rikpa deso ki mambu peche ton che yundi chue kanyan denpa maduwa inpa hako ni di tura dine tsama denpa maduwa tongpa ni resha dine ngeshe che ngeshe yane yandu che yundi dine digi tura nga zuki ngeshe di che yundi dine digi tura pa chue tan che kanyan maduwa re dine ngeshe ya wuchi che yundi dine digi tura gong yundi dine tongpa ni di to yores that the toshi dilemma do chen kan chik che yomare den de ngazo che de so cha ma kan ya demba tu ba yomare sen demba tu ba maybe ki jumse ma mo chen da pen da tiring da wasan ton ngazo ge so wa ge ni ju de je ba sen ni chik chik tu de yo ba dan de ndu min do din na shi so wi gen de bo se ba se chi tu min do min do so wa khono tu gen do min do to de ni ki ma bo che ba che so din na shi ge da che sen ni chen demba tu ndu min do ani sense ya chik denpa chukwa ndu mingdo chik tse yung ribe che ne chik tse yung dila kanya chik nyeng mingdo odi dine ki chik riba dila ta deme tena be chik riba siya wara ta di riba dike yangne yangdo che ne ta che tan chik denpa maru pa ta tongpa nyi yinpa la chik hako ne diki tola yangne yangdo che pa che yung de dine ta chik do tongpa nyi resha dine ngeshe che yung wara ani ngeshe che yung de dine diki tola yangne yangdo gante pa yina dine ngonson to go yores
So that is basically all those, you know, reasonings that are given here, that when we investigate the phenomena, and that's what will lead us to that understanding that actually things do not truly exist, lack inherent existence, come to understand the ultimate nature of emptiness, of phenomena. they are all emptiness. So there is this kind of a certainty as regard to that will arise, will come, but when, you know, when we've applied those reasonings again and again, so, you know, those kind of investigations have proposed, and so there's no other way, really. It is, you know, by doing that, then we'll come to see to when we have this, you know, definitive kind of confidence in that kind of a knowledge. That is, for example, in the today we saw how the, you know, the sensations, then we looked at the causes of sensation, the contact, and see how, you know, it cannot happen. We looked also at the result of a sensation, the craving. We looked also at the sensations themselves, their nature, see what they are, and find that, you know, we can't find them. We looked at the mind. We looked at the phenomena in this way, investigating in this way. And so by reflecting in this way again and again, investigating in this way again and again, then more and more we develop more and more kind of confidence in the fact that, you know, this is so, and a kind of more, he says, Ngesha is like a definitive cognition, like we could say confidence, you know, there's a knowledge that is also like confident and sure of, you know, of what it knows, you know. So it's the same also, for example, you know, with the meditation of on impermanence, or when we say that all phenomena are impermanent. So this is something we can think, all phenomena are impermanent. Yet that doesn't kind of prevent us from having this kind of grasping of the permanence of thing and things that, you know, things are, you know, last and stay the same for a certain period. And it is only through reflecting again and again, thinking again and again, applying, you know, this different reasoning and try to see again and again how things are actually impermanent, that we develop more and more this confidence in that. And then once this really a definitive confidence has arisen, then we meditate upon that, meditating upon it, so that we'll be able to see that directly. So that's the way. And in doing so, that will happen for sure. David?
It's a quite similar thing to ask. It's, I don't know if Kempo knows the moving boundary matrix.
Mm-hmm. We'll ask.
It's about craving. I wanted to know, I would like to know at which point are this, probably, yes,
in the movie.
At which point are this reasoning going to help in that field? Because for me at the moment, I feel like that guy, what's the name of the guy?
With the stick in the network.
With the stick, that's right.
I know.
And it's a guy said, I know that's a magic. I've been out there, I'm coming in again, but I know this stick is not there, this red one is not there, yet I really enjoy it, and I'm not going to let go.
That's the Italian trap.
Yeah, and so... at which point is going to be, because both Shantideva and Kempo Pumpa seem to be very, very self-secure when they say, so what's the point spending so much time generating, trying to generate good feelings when they are not even established? Well, this reasoning contradicts everyday experience. The fact that everyday experience is characterized by good and bad feelings. So when is going to help me to actually diminish craving? At the moment, it's not.
Don't say that.
That's actually not. It's like two things, you know.
Yeah.
They're all nice reasoning, and then everyday experience.
Well, so you should accustomed to that.
It's like, also considered, because you could consider you should somehow, at some point in the text, it gives a different ontological status to everything. So instead of everything being real, everything is an illusion. So what? It's a nice illusion.
Sometimes. Ati kimoti ne matrix sa chi picha chi yero an ti zin at de ge ta chi ta de ne ga se ta na
seba yorwa, dene naso ki seba dene, yang dene, ducha dene, ta tsorwa dito tsama dene, rangshingi madruba yindri dene, naso dene, karachene dene, betsun chigo res, karachene dene, ine yang dene, piti dila nangshingi ba dene, michi ki, ani koge, ta tsama dene, degi, dene, zuma res, so ki nisi, cho tsama dene, zuma res, nga haku ge yos, nga di nangla di dronyons, dronyons, ta kandar sigi res, ine tanda di kala shimbo di, ta, nga tene pe dhwa yus, dhuma ima hako ena ya tene, hako shindu ya nga pe shimbo dhawa tong ya nga tene, tene, kibo dhawa chik tang tene, nga tene, sagi sagi te chik yins. Nga janda yinze ta, yang da chikba dhwa, nga di, tsangma te dhuma res, lamne ya tene, nga teki karishini pangbo re ya. Nga tangbo tene, tsangma tene, denba res, shugula tene, tsangma dhuma res tene, yang, chikir padawa re dhwa, kanta ya, tanda nga tsuki, kasa nyowage tene kasa gokabla na nazoge kasa nawa tan sama tene nazoge kola tene jo kande ina tene digi ta mitimbare doas sama de zuma indi ya tene gaso sama tene chodi chota ne chul da gane zuma ina mena ya tene keba yemara nga tan da tene chodi chota na ani yan de cha tene ya chigi do nda yidi tene digi rikpa dinga soki dhulchaagi ti sebaagi nyambo tene kanda chasi giris shida tene tis
ala dzumare laya digi e
dhagasto dzumare is ranshingi madruba res lam tsane tene nga yang tan pangdo ye marwa pangdo de logi legim da
che tanda rang lo imba sheba tsang kha kogo ye maris dzuma danshi ranshi chi madruba res ine dila ngeshe che goye mara ngeshe macho de dine dhisa tsangma dzuma ine yang dila tene nene ko di seba tanga dzimba de zo yung de ora di seba tan dzimba de panyala meba soyala dinan ki chik demba madubare se juma nanchire se sheba de sheba nanchin chine hakwa de pendo goy mar dik to yani yando cheba che yani yando sanga tong de shine tachi do de zo juma da ran shi madubare no tene ngeshe pa pa tesum tsani meba gendo lo tembo chi chebo de che yundi de ne shine de zo ma nyur 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 do dik to la gomje de dene re ma da tanda dik ko chik hakwa zang pendo me da ta dine ki ngeshe chewa la tambo de che de zo tama juma da me la na shi juma yin ba ha go go ra ma do ha tsa ni ma go na ne nge she de tsa ni che do yo ma re nge she de ma che na de to la gom tu ma re gom ma to na ani de zo ge nyen bo de ka de ne ne da ja sing ma re o de ne da man zo ge zo tama juma re she she de ya de she she ne de o juma yin sa re te ne che ba tsang ge da de pa tu ma re jon se ka sa na te de tanda juma re te ne ha go wa tsang ge de ge te la nge she de yo ma re ngeshe de mero de dine tanda shewa nanshin chene metaba raya se de oh re shangun ne metaba raya sha tengi re inay hako re inay dile tadung lo de pe tenpo chene ngeshe yagu che yo mara di me de yang tadung chik taban zinde ngda sozo pe tadung che lo mangpo degre ten degre mato metaba raya se de oh tanda rang shina chene shigre chene ten tuk mida misama tanda rang keche shigi chigi shigre chene sunyan ten ngda chik dedo loka shedo shigmare tenegna ko tila tanzin shigwa dinde digi nyembo de kana ne to kigwe mare cheba de kazan yezo nga zo kanda le she san cheba ne ne to kiwa ina teni che tanji deme la pe nge she ji che gres ha ko tsang gi da de cha gwe mare ha ko ni digi tel cheba ne ne to ma kiwa ina ha ko na ya ta dum deman zin de gres cheba che de gres she san de de kazan kande re leu leu cheba de mare cheba de nye du ki do ma kis cheba de nye du ki son yina tene nye she ya uchi che gre nye she de che son yina tene tsama melam dan juma na shi tone tene nga zo ki nzimba de su tsama pa ne du nga de su tsama meba chan lo gres danda na shi chi picha de nani mi digi juma na shi tong tadung kala de la nga shimbo tsog du debo tsog du se de tenda de ra ko juma na shi tong gore ha ko gore yine ya ko tachi do digi tena lo de nge she ya guji mere nge she ya guji mere ya di tongu de ko di chik chaba de su che de gore digi pen togu yo mare da digi tole zuma tong zuma yinba ha ko na digi tole yani yando yani tadun yani yando gongo gora ma do dega zin sheba zange go nye da di pan togu yo mare gomdi chene gomba she yung da nga zo teba tanga samba gomba teba chebi ko se da di nona kare kare she yindu she yindu Ani tso nye gwe re, sambi koso digi tola cheba che gwe re. Cheba che yung dila ta, dizo tsangma dzuma imba ta, ranshiki madruba imba, ha ko gwe re. yine ya da samba töba da samba cibu ndigmida gomba gogunda töba da samba gomba sum nyando gogu yes jumsen dira gongu yagi jumsen karere ani nga zoge sheba da di hako wa zangi pento goyo mara da digi tole ya niya da gomne tani ba cik nge she shuk jimbo chi jayong dedi shin pongo ra tati gonya la tambu hako gogunda tani nga zo nisama zumare tongbare se tanda hako goya da di she goya ki jumsen de digi chedores.
This is what I just said, you know, that we need to have this definitive kind of confidence in that, and that if that is lacking, just to know that those things are just, you know, like illusions or like a dream, but just to know it is not enough. That won't act as an antidote, because even though, so we have this, you know, this mere kind of knowledge that, yeah, actually they are not truly existing, but then at the same time our mind is really, you know, constantly is very... grasping at them as being really there, really existing, and so therefore all those emotions of cravings and desire arise, and so that is why we need to get used to it and to develop by thinking again and again about it, and to develop this definitive knowledge, this confidence in that. And unless this is there, then it is possible that won't really act as an antidote. So again, just when we talked about impermanence and saying that just to know that phenomena are impermanent is not enough, we need to, you know, think again and again about it, and looking at phenomena, reflect again and again and meditate, and then get to this, you know, definitive confidence in the fact that all phenomena are permanent, and then to meditate on that again and again, and then that would, you know, really we will have a real sense of it. Otherwise it is just a mere knowledge is not enough. And you know, when we it is only due to the with the habituation, if we have this strong habituation to the fact that those things are not truly existent, not inherently existent, that would act as an antidote. Just a mere knowledge, just to know, yeah, things are not truly existent, but then at the same time, you know, the mind fully engaged with them, and so therefore, you know, it doesn't act just this mere knowledge, knowing that, and even, you know, understanding somehow. It is so we need to, again and again, you know, when examining phenomena, conduct this kind of analysis again and again, till we get to the point of this definitive kind of confidence, that is, without the slightest doubt, that all those phenomena are just devoid of inherent existence, and then meditate upon that, meditate, cultivating it. Meditating in this way, and that is the only way. That is the only way it can act as a remedy. If we look at, for example, the in the movie, then this person, it is that it doesn't have this definitive confidence in that. It's still, you know, in the fact that all are just you know, just illusions. There's still somewhere, you know, he doesn't see that. It doesn't have, you know, this. It is complete definitive confidence, certainty of the total kind of illusoriness of those, and so that is why it still has, you know, desire and things like that arising for it.
Kongi tuwa de tadung le di chibu de ma de pa yi kanyi sinan de kunzo ki tuwa de zama ne su la dinde kanya me ba kanya maruwa le ndo as ta di ne su la dinde yi na dinde nganzo ki tanda chik de zama zuma re se chik lo goya dan di ha goya la guba karo yores kanyi sinan ngu su la dinde kanya yo mare zuma yo mare zuma ma yinba chiye tuwa yo mare ane nganzo ki tanda de digi chiye de chik becen chiye de tanda karo yores tuwa nguma de dire son ta di ngubi ne su la dinde yinba zangi pento yo mare nganzo la ane ngubi ne su de dinde yinba la di ha ma go ngubi ne su de kanya yinba de ha ma go ne dine dile loba chik nong de gara dile loba chik nang yong de dile dine dine dunga de su yong de gara ta ngubi ne su la ko che sama kanya maruba yina ya pento ume da di ha ma go ne dile shenda chik nong dile dine dunga zimba mambu cheng da zimba che dile dunga yong da ta di dunga de meba soya la ngubi ne su kanya yinba de ha kogo di ha koya ki chile dine nga so che de su sama juma da mena na che dile chen reshi cha gara ta dine na uchi jumsen dine na ure.
So that is why we need those, you know, it's explained that we need those three elements of listening, reflecting, and meditation. And so first we need to listen, to receive those teachings, to be explained how things actually are devoid of inherent existence, and then to think about it, to really reflect and to come to really understand and to meditate. So that's why we need those three together, those three elements of hearing. So hearing the teaching, receiving those teachings, which explain that, thinking about it and to understand, and then meditating in order to integrate. Without this, then that wouldn't work as an antidote. So those three elements are important. And then the answer to your question would be incomplete when you're saying that just the fact that all phenomena are empty, devoid of inert existence, then what does it have to do with what happens to us on the relative level? And just the fact that that all phenomena are empty, do not exist on the ultimate level, then it doesn't serve much purpose. But the thing is that we've been in samsara here, on the relative level, suffering because we think that those things are truly existent. So what we need to come to is to understand, to realize that those phenomena are not truly existent, and that would come and put an end to the suffering. It is because we think that those phenomena, which on the ultimate level are not truly existent, are existent, then we undergo all those sufferings. You alright? Nice example.
Like seriously.
My lord, you know the corpse is in Asia, in Chicago.
Yeah,
okay.
Is it that nothing happens then, or if something happens to the body? To the corpse, that is only in my perception and not in reality.
Glass. What's the difference? Corpse and glass.
So if, let me repeat, because if sensations are just imputations of the mind,
contact.
So if contact is just an imputation of the mind, what happens when you try to beat up a corpse? Is the pain that the corpse feels only in your mind?
No, not the pain.
The
no.
contact.
If,
sorry. Is the contact only in your mind?
When I hit a corpse, something.
Yeah, like we do every Sunday.
Something that would wound the corpse. Yeah? Can that happen if there is no consciousness in the anymore? And if it happens, is it only in my mind that I perceive it, but in reality it doesn't exist anyway? And then the whole thing compared to if I wound a body of a person who realized emptiness.
That you're in trouble.
If I wound the body of a person who realized emptiness, would that, there would not be a wound in the perception of that person, but would there be a wound in my perception?
Or because you don't perceive the relative anymore?
That person who realized emptiness.
Doesn't perceive the relative anymore.
If he realizes emptiness, then kind of he realizes that there is no solid body anymore, and therefore he's kind of able to transform it or whatever, and there's no wound that he experiences.
There's no contact.
But do I see a wound in his body?
Dear Jacques, the logi contact samina. Ani nga kyatsi nga dine peche tene rochi ga dongwa ina tene rakwa di nga rangi longa la yori mato tene karang te yang te tsamre ngo se te dongna yang tene koge karasa kaa tene maa rango te suri marwa maa di suwa ina tene nga rangi longa la yori mato karang tene zubo karang la te yang sige desu ani nga mi tene peche tene tene tongni togengi mi la tene nwa ina tene dongwa ina Ani yang tene maa rawa chi karasi rakwa degi nga rangi longa la yore mato karangi longa la tene yosigi marwaas.
Tati kandendo.
aha moment. Kasi peje tene. Tena na punzo pe chu tu.
Re. Ma do yun si gra pena. Lu du ge toni to sare ni. Antanda di. Lu du dung kin di ta di. Ki kanda u di tene chine che bra. Chende do ko da ma do chagra yine ya da toni to ro ge kasa de la. Lu ki yin la do che ba yin ya. Tsuwa dunga di yung mara siyang da. Ta ma ro suwa yin ya kanda. Tsuwa dunga. Kanyin sana toni to dengi kasa di ki ni. Baba da sa dende chi ma triki tu ni. Kale kale tu. Dini rupa le tu. Rupa nano ni ya. Rupa di ka ka di nano ge kong. Nano rupa nano le. Chi gyora kong. Da tsama ya tru dende che ba yin ya. Dunga yung mara siyang da. In a good thing, must so chat hunger in a yantadu, no one you marries him. That they call magic dot hand or in a yant, that is a time and as a non sugi church at our non su, that true bandovish. True non dovish. That is a called ribe cheva chevoman, ribe machi di, manzogi chick reba, tuba de so chick yodiger candle. In a ribe cheva tang you de latin chick treba siadi so that chick got. Dina tenaya, jolly tegumar, dina shinchene casita, dina treba inaya, pena umbo than uniparola, dina te matesiachi. Teleche ribeche unit, that is cagare mother. Ribe machin and also non su did not ribecheva than you can dragumar. Dimanda in the tongue, chick, pena rola, that chick to shiva in and that tony tongue and shiva in and that candar chick, reba yo deva, maso deva yova, the chuninchal monger dinner, that day, could this chick. Ribe cheba tan nga zo ke nung su dini tesu kagan rabu cha gora. Da dini tesu minra wan rabu chi kuwa la yuwa kala. Ma do ta reba yume se de do, tanda nga zo ribe ma cheba ina do reba yuwa rabu tan tunre yuwa rabu chi nung de gora. Ina iti, tila ta ribe cheba cheba ina de ne dili gichi tung ma re se no.
And so the I mean, the you can, you know, wound someone who's realized emptiness. For example, you know, there's a story of Nagarjuna, how the king, the son of the king, the prince, you know, cut his head with the kushu grass. And so, you know, obviously Nagarjuna had realized emptiness. And so it is possible. But there's many examples also that, like the bodhisattvas, then who, those who realized emptiness, then they do not experience suffering. Like, for example, the stories of how certain bodhisattva would peel off, you know, his skin, and then the different layer of the flesh, and then the bone, and the go down to the marrow, and wouldn't experience a suffering. So there's where the difference is. But then all those is like on the at the level of the way things appear, and that is different from the when we conduct the analysis, because when we conduct this analysis, then this is. You know, this is when we start to see that actually there's no contact, because you know it is not the whole thing that is in contact. The two hands don't really touch because the back of the hands don't touch. So this is when we analyze, and this is that doesn't accord with, you know, with the way things appear to us. And so there's the level of the appearance of the way things appear, of when we harm, we can wound someone who's realized emptiness. We can, you know, there's a contact that happens between us and the corpse that is. And but that, not to mix it with the level of analyzing the or investigating, you know, their nature, this kind of investigation that we conduct, in where we come to see by reflecting, so in this way, and seeing that it doesn't, you know, really touch, the back doesn't touch, and so on, that actually there can't be an actual contact. But those two do not, you know, are slightly different, and you don't want to confuse the one with the other. And so there's the level of our appearances, of the way things appear to us. And then when we conduct the analysis, then, you know, it's something else. Ian?
So if the relative truth is said to be the deluded mind and its object, then for someone who's undeluded, do they no longer perceive relative truth?
Law,
since there's no more deluded mind.
The tene ina tene chube loge tang yu tang chiba ina ani denda tobe ki khangza la gingwa la ani kunzab te toge marwa kasi na te chuba te meba sorwa
lalelele denda te te nganzo ki kunzo yante la tes chik cheba yore kunzo denba tang kunzo tsam zene chi paba te sola ta kunzo denba de nongwe marasi denba siya de ta chuba yu de chiba siyemda tab dini de da kunzop tsam se de karacha warse de pawa de so nga so nga so no na shin de tsa ma thong gre ine yan de so tsa ma nga so gim lam da juma na shin nga so melam da juma de so de pe na juma da wichi ta ge na da chi phagi la chi te mo da wichi ta ge na lo nyen da wichi ta na de de chi juma re da wichi thing thing ne juma da thong gre ra da din na shin da ko so ge thong gre se de da kunzop tsam shin da ine ya ta ding chidang yan chunong ji chade gore pe ji ngatso na shin ge chunong shu chen bo de mare de ne chunong da wo ko chunong thawa da wo chade gore
and so but here when we talk about this then we need to bring in another distinction that is between the relative truth and the mere relative. Relative truth is how we see, and the mere relative is how the ayahs are seeing. The ayahs who, you know, in their meditation and see the Dhammata, emptiness. And then in post-meditation, what they see is the mere relative. That is, that they see the phenomena, but not grasping at their true existence, as we do. So that's why it's not called, you know, the relative truth, because they don't grasp at their true existence. So it's the mere relative. So this is what they see. So the phenomena that we're exposed to, then they also see those. And those are a kind of still deluded appearances, though in a kind of more a refined level. It is a little bit, you know, like when we watch a movie, you know, we know that this is not real, and so we still, you know, we see the movie, we see all the appearances in the movie, but then with an awareness that this is actually, you know, they are not truly existing, truly there. It's just a movie. So it's a bit the same to give when the way they relate to all the phenomena. So it's still a deluded experience, but it's more subtle, more refined.
So it's still deluded mind and object. So then, what about when there's no more delusion at all? That's sort of what I'm asking.
The Buddha, you mean?
Yeah, the Buddha. It's a couple of Buddha.
No more delusion at all. Didn't we have that the other day?
Sanjeeg, what? Sanjeeg da de no de mes no de sanjeeg no mes. Ine da dubje chenda kon de chene de sanjeeg chue so ma da da ma da so ma de si gyeore si gyeore de ine sanjeeg rang ge ngola da ba re ma do ma da bi chue kan to mes si da da pa ba sa ne de de so ge ji ma so ge ma da bi chue de so tong de ine ya mran da juma na si tong de gora da de yan chuno cha de gora kan da ko karisna madaba thong chin je din thong la thong yi ge ju de chuba ji ge la de ne thong de gora chuba sen de de ne zo madaba ge de zo nuan de zo chama ya ne nuan me ba cha lo de de da san je ge rang ge ngo la da de le ge nuan madaba ge nuan san ni nu ge yo ma ka da ta ba chang ja ne ma
the Buddha do not have any impure appearances, you know, appearing to them to their mind, so those do not appear to them. Yet, you know, at the same time, so we said the other day, then they are aware of what's happening for us. But it is said that for the Buddha, they don't see anything impure. They don't have, for them, yeah, they don't have any impure appearances manifesting, and that is so. It is different from the ayahs, for example, and when they have this, they see those deluded appearances or these deluded appearances, which are still manifesting at a certain level, which are still kind of impure appearances.
On that, Madhava ki noa de kanda lo chuba yute cheba, kunzo shengda. Pena de sanje la rana Madhava ki noa tani mena, duja shengka onda chene, dhamma da tsuma zigre shiade, melangi pek kyo imba kasan. Puni, ini pinja ni yaba che, chuma de ni kune de ne, melantan cheba de ki ngun shek tayo de, ne kogi melangi dunga ma, nyongu yaba de kogi tongu yarasi. ine kuron rangi ngola menang noa yores ne yemara jumse ka sa ko ni za ni ku yemara ni ma kuna korona menang noa kare yore ine kan sa shin de ki menang noa de ko ki thon de ngda ta de shenki thonde yagi minangki nuwa de sugu chubara sana ni kude ni kurongki chubara mado yani, de thonde ngi kanza de chubara minda de na shi nga zo korewi ki madabi nuwa de sanje rangki ngola zanyi nuwa yomara yine nga zo madaba senjengi onda chene de sanje ki zigore e zigore de zibi ki nuwa de sanje kurongki chunoncha goy mara nga zo ki chunoncha de wara pena minang tangde ngi kanza ki Kronki, Minanki, Deduk, Noade, Kron, Minantang, Kazak, Kron, Tuno Chadora.
So the diluted appearances and who manifest to a subject is what we call the relative when there's, you know, this kind of a subject that is that has those diluted kind of phenomena, impure phenomena manifesting to it. So that's what we call the relative. And the ayahs are still exposed to that, but the Buddhas are not, there's no like deluded appearances manifesting to the Buddhas. But then, as we explained the other day, then you know, with the example of the dream, like they see, they're aware of, you know, what we are seeing, our deluded perceptions, our impure perceptions, they're aware of what we see, but it's not like this is their impure perception. They don't have any impure perception. They don't see any of those, they don't have any deluded perception. Yet, at the same time, they're aware of what is happening for us and our own deluded perceptions.
When examining the feeling subject, there's this argument between whether the feeling and consciousness can occur simultaneously or not. So, I was wondering. Imagine the feeling and consciousness can have a very short duration.
Mm-hmm.
So if the feeling can last for 0.02 of a second and the consciousness can arise 0.01 of a second into it, then they cannot be said to occur at the same time and therefore not and therefore be independent. But it cannot also be said that the consciousness has no object because the feeling would still be there.
Basically, you're saying that the consciousness has a duration of 200 whatever.
It has
a duration of 2 seconds.
1 second and 2 seconds.
Yeah, the consciousness is a duration of 2 seconds, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And the object of 1 second, it comes in the second.
Other way.
The object is 2 seconds and the consciousness
the feeling
one.
First, and the consciousness.
The feeling.
Yeah. 1 second within.
Within
the second of feeling is also accompanied by consciousness.
Slow mind.
Tene ngazu thana thana di tsora ta shiba ni tene dunyam tene lepsi mares. Tene ngazu ripa disum de ripa ta ro. Ani di ngazu ya tene di shawa ina tene tsorwa di tene kechig ni sha. Ani shiba di kechig di shiba tsorwa gi kichik karsi tamala di legirwa denda indu te tsorwa kichik ni yorwa kichik tamala shiba kichik tamala yore mato denda indu tene konso dunyans di lapsi gimara di anjela di lapsi gimara denda ina
tsorwa kichik nin che shiba kichik che tene
kichik shiba di tsorwa gi kichik tamala legirwa And then in the tene, also doing yams, then lap to Mara, Kansenatini, Sorvata,
Kiji Tambu, the end Rosara.
Dire,
Dinde, the younger, the Copena, Sawakiji Ni and Annie, Sheba Kiji, Sawakiji Nimbata, Sheba Kiji Nimba, Sheba Kiji Chini, Dinam the younger Dini. Yinea, Dikron Yong Kingi, Sawan Dita, Din Yong Kingi, Sheba Dini. Dise chila lego yana ndig mares kai sana ko ni dise chig
dise ko ge de ze chig ge chig ni gi tsorwa di ai ze chig resa
ze chig
ta ko ge chig da de kelang da wa ke chig ni gi ko ge kar se gyun da yeba ke chig ke chig ma de ne kelang imi do ke chig gyogi gi de kelang imi do ko ge an tsorwa di ga ra ke chig ni de gi do ani sheba yan di ga ra ke chig chig de gi do ओ देखी अ देखी केची केची गयोगी केलांग येसा मराका हम्म छ छवा दे केची नि दे जे चिक दे दे शारवा
हम्म
अनि या तिनी खदे आ
shepadene ke chik chik chizay
ene kare chagun dose dege
aha
dine yin nan kare chagun dose dege
dine kogi dunyams dine chage marwa yine yang shepadene yang shidu urwa torwa la
ale dinyam meba yine yang da kanda ji shidu urwa
chizan dunyam ki karza maso dunyam te sigi marayas togo dine di ngala yina dine yang marwa jela yina yang marwa dunyam yang yang marwa di
ジャラ라トゥムドニャラトゥムドヌイドアレシェバキジニギチェニバコソレシェバテヤナシェバテテニャレセトゥマルジュンゼカルツナキチチロツァラヤンガマレセナロトゥマレカインサデディギジェラチャデバラジェマレセナロトゥマレコディダニャンデディギチェレヨマスディレディインサレリバディアンデディシェゴマレダディカインセナディニョンゲンギシェバクロンダ 소와디나 뇽츠 칸데스 뇽도 크로니 냠데 쳔 뇽도 야나 징한 쳔다고 쳔 뇽도 세리베 쳔고 티니 타야 니고 마 타드네다 지레다 간다 이네 타 디코 치 딘데도 용초고라 페나시 소와기지 담보체 소와기지 님비코서 시에바데 예차체 타디 응하마레 세토구마레 제마레 세토구마레 시행다 이네 디코 닝라 쳔바체요 마 카투 크롱 뇽겐게 시에바데다 크로니 디념다 니니 난절 제고르마도 단 딜라 셰바데데 코니 디냐용데 디니 셰바데데 초와데니 디냐레 로토마라 줌세 카르스나 디코데 크로니 다 제치파나와 제기지 치바인데 니 코응마라 얀로사라 치마레 로토마라 코기 제레요 마라 디냐레 로토마라 다 단단한 신체 코 데다니 디응한 치셔노다 디 제바요 마라 다데 크로 데가라 카두 뇽데게 될 제고르 마도 디데 딘데 시그라 Sheba kiching ramra dine chi nganchi dine che chogore. Ta di ya ngan lin rodi koni nyande che nongda dine chi yungda. Yine kurons kurons nyande katu ye dine dike katu de nyontu ye mwana siye dewa. Ribe che yungde. Ta katu de ya nyoma to, ngungi de ya nyoma to, jel che de ya nyoma to, dine chi che mwana. Mato di kurons chidangi lawa yina sheba kiching nyingba ye dini dine chagude, dini di kogi jele chagunda. Koni dinyare, inayi koda dinyam chagumida. Da dini di yungsi gore, inayi di dandagi chebade dini mare. Kono kadu ki tsowa de nyongengi sheba dida, dini sanu tongore. Di nyongengi sheba dida, kono ni dinyan yore mare, nganchi yore mare, chego gore mato. Sheba kiji, kono ki kiji nyingba lete ya dida, da cheba yomara ko. Kiji sozo sozo chade gora. Kodo koni sozo chade gore kanda. Kurongi junjiba inaya, sozo sozo nyongen gore mato. Dini junjiba inaya, kichi tombo da nipa ni nyongen ki sheba chikse yomare. Di kichi kagar chasa di, ko nyongen sheba dan, di nyongen sheba ni sozo re. Tade chade gore. Ta tanda di kongi sano da, di nyonya ki tsowa dini kichi rinbe nchungi di, kichi di nincha nyongen ki sheba di ta, di kichi nipa la sheba chira, di re tende gudo, di mare. Kurong di nyongen da, di nyongen sozo re de gore. Dichi yinsuna ta tanda ki cheba de yungdo. Kichi nyi de nyongken ki sheba de, kichi nyi ba kosu ye de ya ki sheba de yina tanda ki cheba de yungdo. Di mara.
So we have this this sensation, so it's like for 2 instants, for example, 2 seconds, as is one sensation, right? And then you have the consciousness that is just coming at the second instant or the second, is it? And so is experiencing it. So therefore, you can't say that they come at the same time because the sensation is this previous instant of the first second of the sensation that was present before the consciousness. And so also you can't say that was before and you can't say that was after also. So it doesn't go... you don't have any of those 3 thoughts that were discussed. But it is slightly different what we're discussing. We're saying that we can't experience... The mind can't experience the sensation that came before because it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't experience the sensation that would be in the future because it doesn't exist yet. And at the same time, they don't have any inter... they don't influence each other. So also it doesn't work. And then if you look at the sensation, then your sensation this is for like two instant. Then the first instant of the sensation needs to be also kind of if we look at the level where we don't really, you know, where we don't investigate, then we think that, you know, we have the sensation and then we have the mind experience it. And so at that level, then you need to have this consciousness that is, you know, together with this particular sensation. That if you have this kind of long duration sensation and then just a consciousness aware of it at the end, then there's nothing that is aware of the sensation at the beginning. What kind of sensation is that? And, you know, because this is the whole thing also of saying that, you know, your sensation is at the end is the same as the sensation at the beginning. So that, but actually it's just instant by instant, you know, changing that. This, you can't say that this thing that is, this part that is already past and this part that is present, existing now, are the same thing. It doesn't, you know, doesn't make make sense. So you have, for each instant of the sensation, then you have a consciousness that is aware of it. But then, this is when we don't investigate, this is what we accept, but then, you know, when we investigate, this is the kind of reasoning that we applied and try to look, you know, if there is a simultaneity between the sensation and the consciousness, then what happens? And we see that actually they can't really, you know, influence each other, and so there can't be any the consciousness cannot know the sensation. But and then if it's in the past, then sensation doesn't exist anymore, so what is it to be known? And in the future also doesn't exist yet, so there's nothing to be known also. Is that in that context? Pardon?
Why is it that if contact between the sense organ and a physical object is not omnidirectional, it's then contact is only apparent and not real? Because to me that seems like saying, okay, my hand is touching the table, but unless my whole body can actually get inside the table and every part of it be in contact, well, every part of the outside of it be in contact with it, then there's no contact happening. I don't understand the logical
link.
Rekpa di chok tamche la ten rekpa mena ani rekpa ten denba yuma res ten tagas ki nangwa res ni kareche nes kanshi da ten rekpa ten gimsen roba ten shida gozu mendo kanshi na aranke lakpa ten chokse la shana ani regirwa ani digi chok tamche ten rego res lamna ten aranke kare chokse nana zyugo re ten aranke cha tsama ten chokse ki cha tsama ten zyugo re ten rekpa yin yagi che di go res tabo ten inga ten kachine ten sigi ma res tabo ten lakpa tsam ten re na ten yang kachine ten yoi ma res
chido dinde ten yisa ma re digi inga dada kaisanan chidangi da cheba cheyundu reba sidu chik gandar tuban da boji cheban da boji gogura yine da chik cheban da yore tende gara mato dini cheba yina ya jalo ni chek mara es ta de chidang ngo bo raba gi chik grenda ngo bo raba gi dene sanan tong de ombo da yuni che sidu pena zu da bo chik mi gi thon yude ta zu de gi din di thon gara mato jalo de thon gara mara jalo thong me de ta zu la ten ni gandar na so ge so wa ji zu da ni che ba la ten ni so wa ji che ge re she de ra yin ne zu de mo ne che na zu gi ta jing ding ra wo ji ma do thik me da ding ding ma do thik me da yin ne ta de ji na ge che ba la wo jen da ta de ma 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 le wo de che me la ma tu lo da che me la zu de ma chu 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 do ne che me la tu yu de ti ne pe du chu ju ning ge che ba che yu du chunju ni cheba cheyunde du chunju ni paro la tomba yore mares ta raba de pe ta kale ka bundu kai kai sna ko dinu chegre jalo de tir chegwe mare de de kanda chodan jale chegwe ure si chegwe mara da ko cheba yore mare se na usi kai sna dinu chegre jalo de ni chegme du se ajire mo de cheme da ta raba ge chode de tama ma chulu chulu ta ne ra dunde chunju ni tu ombo de yan dunde pe chunju che yude yan dunde chunju che Tadini parola tomba yore mares. Kasi tomba yena, tene tegue mares. Dini parola tomba tani meva yena, tene croni chigna chinchin chalogres. Tomba mena, dini parola, tomba mena chigna chin chalogres. Kansen ngobo gi zubi chad ma shiji tang re de tama pe dunhen se ni pe chudu je tu ro ra ode ki cheba de de san san tong go da ma da shen tan da raba de chik la ba de ne che ni de ko de 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 ni tu de re yin ne de de ni jalo de ni tu ya ma ra de chik chira pe thong me da ta de dan de ni ma chun 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 tong pe shiji tong ne ne pe dunhen thawa je la da le yun de de ni paro la tong ba yore ma res kasi tongba yonane trik midwa tongba tsanyi miyaba yonane dine jik nanshin chine kanta chago ures mato tongba ji yoy kasi jik nanshin macha na tade kanta dine trik wey maras dine rajirayana rikbade yonane dike rikbade da jidangke da jik ma ngobo de ma chamik bado tena pho chamik bado tena pho rote ta de paro la tongba yonane loo maras ko tongba miyasa na dine nija chamira dine jik nanshin chine chago ures yade ribak ma ta tu san ro de ne ro yin sar ma raba khrong ten do san da na do chi te is khen da ro de ne yong da ta de raba de ma chame ba de tu chame gi dunyi ra cha cha ni cha me de dunyi ta ma ta ko raba de ta tu ya ji ra di tu yin de ne chame de ni par la tong ba yare ma res tong ba yen na ko ni te ng da ta tong ba me sa na ko ni ja cha yo ma ra cha me ro de ne chi le chi zi ba na chi go ma da te ne ko cha ni kro ni che we ma res ते दिल मासन तो हो सर रिबा दे माथा तू ने दे मा दो ते राबा दे तो लते इसका लगा कांदा ची को दिन ठे करे जलो ल दिन ठे मार से जलो ठे मंटे के केचा मिंदो को दिन ठे दे करा ते दे मा छमी के बात पा तू ने दिन छमी दल चे बचे ने ते दे ची निंगा नो दे ने नो ची
सो दिस इज नॉट द मेन पॉइंट ऑफ द यू नो वी हैव टू सी व्हाट्स द What is the really what we try to discuss there? And so this is the you know when we try to see the this discussion and a contact and where to see whether contact exists or not. And so when we talk about the hand, for example, not touching and or touching and when they touch, then the back of the hand do not touch, and that is on the kind of a gross level, you know, gross phenomena. That you know, and it is the only thing that we can say that the when the the palms are touching, then the back of the hands are not touching, and then, and when we look at phenomena, for example, when we see phenomena, you know, then it is just we think that there's a contact, but actually it's just that the object is, you know, in front, is just in front of us, and there's no contact. But then when we come to analyze, it's more on the most subtle level, you know, and then we refine. So that is at the level of the gross phenomena. But if we refine and we go down to the partless particle and try to see what's happening there. So this is what is really discussed there, is that at this level of the partless particle. And then, so when we talk about contact there, so is there is there a space in between two particles which are in contact, or no space? If there is space in between, so we can't talk about contact. They are not in contact. And if there is no space in between, then they become one. Because, you know, remember, we are at that level of the, you know, partless particle, very, very small particle. And so they, when they touch, and actually, since they are partless, when they touch, you know, they have to be intermingled because, it, you know, there's no parts. This is more at that, you know, level that that is spoken about, and it's true that if we bring it back to the kind of a to scale, you would say, to the, you know, grosser phenomena, that it can sound a bit strange, the kind of this logic and the kind of reasoning. But that is, you know, it's at the, and it's when we really try to understand what's happening in terms of contact, and then we come down to the kind of the element that constitute those gross phenomena and those partless particles, and see what happened at those at this level, whether there is space or not. If there is space, then there's no contact. If they touch, then they're one, and so also you can't talk about contact between the two things. And since they're partless, they're really, you know, completely intermingle. And so, so it was meant. Because of course, at the gross level, when you put the hand on the table, there's a contact there that appears. But then, when we try to investigate, you know, at a more subtle level, then.
Raba de la chena dinere we chena diure kanda. Pena da dinere tu yora. Dini tu yung de la. Dini parola pariyore pariyomare shesa. Pariyosoma ina. Dini ko dini tu mida pena. Shakire da nugre parola tongba pariyora. Parasi de da digi tanda wujir kogung. Tadi kasi dini parola par chang ro tsani me na tene chi na hi cha gres kai sene deni paro dan chang yore ma rese na chang do che san chang yen de sun de ta ko te ma re la bo chang par yore ma rese sheng da par yore ma re par yen ani te gyo ma rese pe na shenu gri na hi res par me ba yen ani de chang tsani me ra chang me de tene ko ni chik na hin chen cha ro res chik Dina shi cha gres ta kanda dini parol chang chang men inji raba gungo bo den de cheba den re ni ne te te skal ka bu ma dun re ne ma chami ba tu sha te si chi ko wa de te si le la wo da ma to raba den no ta cheba de ran re par yu me sia de dinel ko gre kanda chi che de ni de parol chang yore ma res chang yoba yin ne ko par dan cheba cha de gre di parol chi ka de gre kanda Then, chick parol cast and a coni, tremora. That the parol and sand of a chick, sunny meva in an edine. Chibana was charovers, chingash. That the la chick son of cotton and that deramata demand and chamig badma. Yashere.
So, also on this gross level, also a phenomena, then the, also we can understand. So, when, you know, for example, the two hands are touching, so. When we say that the two hands touch, is there a space or not? Is that, you know, that if we ask if there is a, this is what we need to see, is there a space in between or not? That's the question. Yes or no?
No.
No space in between. Barsamindus. You're saying there's no nothing in between. There's no space in between there.
You could lay lower than it show in you too, then you put a tandemido.
So when the two sheet of paper touch here, there's nothing in between here.
Jorsa de la, That the time met tired, and the parade, somebody in the chair, and the din parola, paria may say, and time met that.
Well, to see whether there's, you know, space or something in between, you look if there is a limit in between. You know, like you say, like in the Tibetans, bar tam is like the space in between. So, tam is the, you know, is the limit. Tam. So, is there a limit? That's the question. Is there a limit between the two? Like, is there a point where, you know, when the hand then cannot go any further?
But space is the absence of something. Right? So when there's an obstruction, then there's no space.
The core is the two du kagatane. Barsam den tomba kan jag göra det. Tomba så att den kan så att jag tog mig barsam med på den tomba med på den nånka i sin ida. Och den där idet den nånka den tomba den sig mares tuna. Du du kan låta den ko par du du med då. Tuna den är den där kalla var det så där.
Det då ganska mycket där chik tonde var det när du är du den. Tu yendo tengre yini di paro de la da chi kanda ko ni tu sa de paro la da chan ro ji yore mares da di tri de ora chan de yes na log ye mar kanda ko paro la par ye de ora da chan de la par se nda par de yes na ko paro la par de ge chan de ge ka de ora da ko ni tu ma ji ba chi ka si di paro de chan de cha ni me sa na ni ti ni kro ni chi na chi cha de ora kanda kain sada kuni paru la ta chik pa ka dengi kain mi dwa dini paru la ani ka dengi yore ma res che war kanda dini paru la kroni paru la ka dengi ro dine chik chan ro chi yona ni ani kuni tu yo ma res ka si dini paru la chik kroni paru la ka dengi ro chan ro me na ni dini chik na shin chi chan ro res ina inde tes chi cha wa de tes ka le ka mundo
so the when the thing is when two things touch, then when we need to see if there is so the kind of a meeting point there, it's kind of a interval in between, basically, you know. And if there is this meeting point, this interval in between, then they don't touch. And then if there's no interval in between, meaning no, you know, no point where they touch, then they're one.
Only about this partless particle, which you disposed of anyway in the first place, is all based on partless particles or arguments, basically. It seems to be, and that's the first thing, otherwise. Yeah, otherwise we don't have anything.
Nihilist.
Everything just collapsed in itself. But it would be not
phenomenal. That's it, yeah. See, that's the thing, I think, because it's determined. Chawagi ketchare de ne chawagi capsula de ne kayant ne re kwasi marist tone de ne yam chawagi kala yant ne ketchadit sto chawagi kabre ne
chawag kore me de yin ju da ji ombo raba de kanda che yore marese de ombo raba de son din ne tene yan jore tigo yo marese yine yan da dun cheba chewinde tadde umbo raba duso maa trawa 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 padu chik dunten chamik padu nga su usub raba duso pa chamik padu maa chik tena baya yishira dini di maa tena baya dini maa chamik cawa padu tunro de taa ko ching tre seya de kandari maa cawa ka padu tunne dini trekin du ngindu cheba chewinda nga taa raba kurang tena da tanda cheba de taa sebo tega su yung manda raba ka chewde taa chik kandari treya yore tena gara Raba chedu to take your mars, Jumzen Carson, Raba Chroma, then she is on it. Then the Tama Chamek to the data, Chamek but to the data, take me to us.
So the phenomena, so we look at the phenomenon, so the gross phenomena, whether they, you know, there's contact or not, and so what we could observe, like when the between the faculty and the object, is that the faculty then do not meet with the whole, you know, the whole object, because it doesn't mean meet with the. The back of the object and so on, but then if we and then we can come to understand that there's actually no contact whatsoever when we go to a more subtle level of a phenomena, going down to the less particles and see what's happening at that level and see that there's no contact possible there. That level.
We disposed, we kicked them out, like, we checked us again.
Sanam de dhanje sivanye tane nye pe dhanam